gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Literally, it's time to feel good.
Yeah.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. There she is, live in studio with a giant cartoon mimosa. Kathleen Madigan joins us all 3 hours. This should be served at every bar and called the Liza Minnelli.
Right.
Yep.
Just because of the glass.
If you were still smoking, we would have had a long cigarette holder for you.
It would sound delicious.
I got this like last night. Comedian Kathleen Madigan joined Steph in studio for all 3 hours of the show. Her celebrity rider includes mimosa service, and the dogs must be present at all times.
Yeah.
And then I was laughing. I was like, oh, Kathleen. And then I came down this morning, and I said, oh, she's probably serious about the mimosas, right? It's Kathleen Madigan.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Yeah,
that wasn't like a joke to catch you if you didn't read a writer,
even though
that really wasn't a writer. It was an email to Travis going, hey, any chance we can get some alcohol there? Since we're not on some crazy property.
Right. I got the Uber on my phone. I'll call the Uber if you need a ride.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I trust them more than Lyft.
She's assuming that she'll...
those pink mustaches.
Yeah, those pink
mustaches. I'm like, that looks like the car I had in college. Why is that person picking people up?
That looks dangerously close to the mini dot car. What's the
pink dot.
Pink dot car.
Yeah.
That's all fun and games till a serial killer decides to be part of it.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, start picking people up.
And those pink mustaches start to look filthy after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you clean those?
I don't know.
Can't.
First, I swear to God, initially I thought it was a breast cancer thing.
I did too.
I thought they were picking up like breast cancer patients. I thought, oh, isn't that nice?
No, it's drugs. Just regular drugs.
You bug?
Just regular drugs. Okay. Yeah, I love that she thinks she'll sober up by the end of the third hour. I've partied with Kathleen. That is not
true. She says no.
This is only going to get worse. I would not miss hour three if I were you.
Uber knows how to get back to my house. I'm sure they do. This car can sit there. Someone can steal it. I don't care.
I just tell Siri. Siri, you know, call the thing.
Do it.
Get
just
the guy
lay in the back seat and wait for the
And
car
now
to
you've
go.
Opened up a perfectly good bottle of champagne. You can't let it go bad.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm not sure about the champagne stopper. It's a little, you know.
It's good. It's good. If it's bad to champagne, you've covered it well.
Right.
It tastes very good. So if it was bad,
thank you.
Job.
I wore my party shirt just for you, my dog party shirt.
I see. Oh, I see. Yes, a little cocktails. Yeah.
Right. Cocktails,
is that a lobster
dogs.
In a glass? Yeah, I think it is.
Jim.
Why is there a clam in a martini glass?
I think it's a lobster.
There's a clam.
Oh, no, it's
sure that's a gay thing. I don't
know.
But
it wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster.
You know, a clam in a glass.
It's only funny till the clam ends up in a martini glass.
That's something you read about in The Joy of Lesbian Sex. Clam in a glass. What is that? What?
It's that thing where a midget flies through the air and...
All right, the good news for Jim is...
Stefan was
Fred, my great Pyrenees, has chosen Kathleen as his emotional support person today. Normally, that's Jim's position right there. All right.
I'm fine with them. I'll take him.
Fred, not the mimosa arm. Do not claw the mimosa arm. Claw the other arm. All right. So you were saying you were watching a little bit of the latest Chris Christie press conference. It's interesting. The story's just changing a little tiny bit. It's exactly what I said. I didn't know
exactly.
Beforehand.
Planning seems to be a key word. He keeps going.
Right.
I didn't know the plans.
Right.
But did you know the day it was happening? I don't understand why nobody's flat out asking him that.
Right. Right. Well, now he's saying, oh, I didn't know beforehand. Because David Wildstein's latest thing is he knew during it. I'm telling you, I'm still standing by, Chris. He ordered the code red.
In my time machine... And someone had recalibrated it so that I didn't know what was going on.
And it seems like it's clear no matter what actually happened, that's the culture in that office. There's payback. You know, you don't play ball. I think he probably had some little, like, wink of, like, a third base coach thing, just like a...
Yeah, that thought it was okay to do it, and even if
like,
you found out, you wouldn't get fired over it.
Right. He may not be on tape saying, close these lanes of the joke, but you know what I'm saying.
You want me to take second base? What?
Clearly everybody knew what time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee meant, right?
Or are also, if they didn't, why does this 40-something lady have that much power?
Right.
That would concern me.
Who really believes that this guy or David Wildstein has the authority to shut down the busiest bridge in the country on nobody's authority? Give me a break.
Right. Well, and they were high school buddies, and he's already throwing you under the bus. So it's not going to get...
Oh, they're no longer high school buddies.
Oh,
I barely knew him back in high school.
How hilarious.
He was just some jerk. I get swirlies every day.
Well, listen, Kathleen, that finishes the argument. If your social studies teacher ever thought anything hinky about you, that's pretty much shreds your credibility right there.
Exactly.
Right in a wood chipper.
I think if this guy's already throwing you under the bus, the rest of them, you know, it's not the mob. Nobody's going to prison for him. You know, it's not like in a mob movie, it's like, you're going to go for 4 years. When you get out, it's all going to be worth it. These conversations aren't going on. People in a room with feds are going to freak out and panic and go, he totally knew. I'm sorry. Just start crying. It's not, they don't have it within them, I don't think, to withstand the onslaught of the feds. One by one. And there's, what, 20 called?
Right.
Right.
Can 20 keep it their mouths shut and their will together?
No,
I don't think so.
No.
If they're at the bottom of the ocean.
There's that.
Yeah. So we'll see. The story's just changing a little bit.
Yep. It's evolving.
Yeah. It's evolving. A little of the meaning of is now. Did I know before? No. But there could have been, what all I'm saying is just sort of a facial cue. You know what I mean? Just like
yeah.
Little
or a little carabinet tugging at the ear.
Right, tugging the ear, something that means...
Or a little...
I want you to go...
Oh, yeah, a little couple of air pistols.
Yeah.
Hey, I was thinking we were going to... That's all you need to know.
Yeah, got it. Got it, Gov. Got it.
Got it.
All right.
No need to elaborate. I know what you're talking about. Wink, wink.
Do you like the little e-cards? My friend sent me a bunch of little e-cards, and I think it's in honor of you being here today, because some of them are... well, some of them could be, like, responses to callers on the show.
Sure.
Some are just general party ones.
Yep.
I want to like people, but they're just so stupid.
There you go. Okay. All right.
Uh-huh. This is how we feel about complaint letters.
Oh.
If you have a problem with me, please write it nicely on a piece of paper, put it in an envelope, fold it up, and shove it up your... This is for us. I'm not an alcoholic. Alcoholics go to meetings. I'm a drunk. We go to parties.
I like it.
Oh, this could be the bridge scandal. If someone hates you for no reason, give that mother a reason.
Wow. Okay.
It's true.
That's the Chris card.
Jim, this is it for next time Billy calls. I can eat a bowl of alphabet soup and a better argument than that. You're not stupid. I think you just have bad luck when thinking. I got to get that sign. Hangover, God's way of saying you just kicked ass last night. Awesome. Good job. Before you diagnose yourself with depression or low self-esteem, make sure you are not, in fact, just surrounded by holes.
Good point.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Don't judge yourself. Judge others.
Right. There's a Home Depot aisle, hardware. It says lubricants, ropes and chains, screws, tie-downs. Apparently, there's a party on aisle 15.
Uh-huh. All right.
That's a fun aisle. I never noticed that at Home Depot. Okay. And this is for us. Wine, how classy people get faced. There you go. That's you this morning.
You already made quite
champagne
a dent in that.
Champagne even classier. Sorry. I just leapfrog all winos.
And finally, being popular on Facebook is like sitting at the cool table in a cafeteria at a mental hospital. That's true. Yeah, I can't believe in Chris. Normally, Facebook is where you go back to high school. It gets all, you know, I got to defriend you. Oh, look at how great I am. And now Chris Christie is literally gone back to high school.
Yep.
Who says when they're 50-something, oh, I was this in high school?
That's a little odd.
I was past president and athlete. I don't know what he was doing.
What was Wildstein doing in high school? Were they really BFFs?
They were on the baseball team together.
Wow, right. They were running?
Right.
Christie was running?
Yes. Yeah. And first of all, if he's such a loser, why did he create a job for him?
Right.
He didn't disappoint him. He created a job
at
the Port Authority.
And kept pushing because they said, no, that's not a job.
And
he kept saying, it is a job.
Right.
Get it? Air pistols. It's a job.
And Wellstein knew nothing about transportation, which, you know, if you're the head of the Port Authority,
you should
know a little bit about transportation.
Right.
But he had no transportation background at all.
Yeah. So anyway, it just.
So it's kind of like a brownie situation. You know,
right.
The horse guy was put in charge of FEMA.
All right.
So you say there's a road that is able to traverse over water. A bridge, you call it. Interesting. I was not aware of this.
Andy's been, listen, you can feel the pain as a comedian. He's been booed, what is it, 3 times now? He was booed
at
Times Square in Jersey City.
And at Howard Stern's birthday party.
Yes.
I think it's people like him, though, that doesn't bother them. I really don't think it does.
Yeah.
That's why they get to where they are. Like, it would bother me, and I'd be like, why are they booing? And then I'd find out and go, yeah, they're right. And I wouldn't come back. I would quit. I would fold. But these people don't. He'll just keep. I don't think he cares at all. I mean,
well, you know, it's bad as a comedian when the heckler is funnier than you are. He said something about getting out to the Super Bowl, and someone yelled, "Take the tunnel."
Yeah,
oh, funny. Right? It's a funny heckle.
Does he close the bridge? It's always bad when something you've done becomes a verb, like. Ever since, I guess it was the, I don't know what year, 80-something Masters when Greg Norman did the big collapse, like when you're golfing, right. You go, oh, he pulled a Norman.
Or a Buckner.
So, yeah, yeah,
baseball.
I got right. So Christied last night.
Right, and now if you've been Manning, you've really been. How about that Super Bowl? I was saying that I literally could almost hear the Marvin Gaye soundtrack in his head, just, what's going on? What's going
Stephen
on?
Smith on ESPN. Said it all yesterday, and nobody had the guts to say it except him. And normally I don't like him because he gets a little too preachy, and he always goes, let me be clear. Let me be clear. Just go ahead.
Yeah.
Nobody's stopping you. Just be clear. But he said, you can't play like that and expect to go down in the history books as blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Very, very, it was a shocking, I would say.
Yeah.
But not for those of us who bet on Seattle. Oh. It was a little bit of a party on the
I know.
Couch.
We all admit to our biases, right?
Yeah.
I love Seattle. I've had 3 sold-out sexy liberals there. Number 2, though, I wanted to hear Richard Sherman talk some more and make some more white people's heads explode. So that I was rooting for.
Yeah.
And then I have personal vendettas, as you know.
Yes, you do.
Denver, the only liberal station in the country that never put our show on. And number 2, someone broke my heart from Denver. So, I love the rest of you, Denver. I love the entire city by the bay. I'm just saying, if I had to.
We love you, Denver! City by the bay!
I felt this was a karmic, personal.
It was just about you.
Me.
The whole thing was about you,
of
not
course.
About the players.
No.
It was all about.
No.
I get it.
Seattle,
get it.
It was a big reaffirmation of me and my choices.
And better colors, you gotta say.
Right.
I really love
the, I don't
love
take the
lime
orange.
Green.
I don't take the orange.
Never
Denver.
Have. I
yeah.
haven't either. It's like the Tampa orange was really bad before it got good.
Orange is the new orange.
What color are the cones that got Chris Christie in trouble?
Orange.
Orange.
Orange, it's the new
What color is
prison.
It? Boner's face? Orange.
Orange. Yeah. Who got the country in trouble? Boner. Orange.
There you go. Yeah, there's not. What are the positives associated with it?
Not much.
What color is
my mimosa?
It makes
but
for
this
a delicious mimosa.
This is more of a yellow.
That's
yeah.
What color? What color are the Oompa Loompas?
But orange. The juice is made with oranges.
Chris, we need to take a break now. Why?
Why?
Because I need to get a new ice cube for Ms.
She has already put a hefty dent in that.
Not really. No, look, it's a skinny little glass.
Okay.
Don't judge. I didn't come here to be judged. I didn't even walk around in the dark. It's scary outside.
Glasses are just going to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah. Come out with a great big beer stein.
All right. 19 minutes after the hour. I know we will want to preserve particularly hour 3 today.
Yes.
Who knows what's going to happen by then.
Yeah.
We roll along with Kathleen Madigan live in studio on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Show.
Wow.
We'll do it.
Comedian. That smells really good.
Jim just made breakfast. Kathleen Madigan, comedian extraordinaire. I think people are playing drinking games at home.
Yeah.
Drinking breakfast.
Guessing the level of Kathleen's mimosa. It's time to play Guess the Level of Kathleen's Mimosa. How much will she have pounded during the commercial break?
I'm trying to behave. There's people watching.
This is the daintiest I've ever seen you.
I'm very gentle.
Yes.
Usually I'm not this gentle with
normally,
alcohol.
Jim, it's the sounds of John Boner when Kathleen comes over. She's like, where's my funnel?
Exactly.
Just
bring another one.
And not a small funnel, like one of those giant ones. That
yep.
You, right.
Yep. You can't spell funnel without fun.
Right?
The kind of funnel that the Tin Man used.
Right,
on his head.
Right. Yeah. She once used a funnel cake. Listen,
right.
Once she gets going. Speaking of parties, you were saying your parents, I love this, they're the only liberals in a retirement community where?
It's the largest retirement in the world. It's called The Villages. Maybe you don't watch enough golf or you'd see it advertised.
The Villages. It's,
they run commercials on Fox News, too.
Do they?
Yes,
it's
they do.
It's outside of Orlando. Mm-hmm. And I did not know. Last winter, I was going to go over there and spend the night with them for a couple nights in between shows. And my mom said, well, you can't spend the night on the property, Kathleen. No one under the age of 55 is allowed to spend the night on the property. I go, so you're telling me at 47 I'm going to have to go get a fake ID again so that I can spend the night with you freaks?
I'll lend you my AARP card.
Please.
I'm happy to.
You have to be 30 years old to be at the adult pool. We were going to the pool. My mom goes, bring your ID. I go, I don't plan on getting hammered at the pool, Mom. She goes, oh, you might get carded for, and I go, why would I get carded? I'm not getting anything to drink. Because you have to be 30 to be at the pool. I'm like, who is making these age laws?
That's
somebody
a weird
that's 100?
Well, because that seems a little arbitrary, too.
Well, I think you still, I love that at 55, okay, that's all you have to be to spend the night. They still think at 54 I would be capable of mayhem.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
party.
That's just about the level I'm getting there where you lose the will.
Turning the stereo up to 10. Thump.
Yeah. I'm 52, and I'm getting close to that age when I don't have the, I'm too tired to make any mayhem. Mayhem used to be my thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now it's more June hell.
Well, it's like when people go, do you party? Define that. Do I drink wine and take Lunesta and watch murders on the Discovery Channel? Yeah, I party.
Ooh,
if that's what you're talking about.
Wine and Lunesta. Yikes.
Oh. It makes fun that neon butterfly turns into a real thing. But my parents are the only like liberals. And the one year during the last election, every Republican rolled into the Villages on a bus when they were in the primary because they all want all that money and all the votes. Newt Gingrich rolled in, Mitt Romney's bus rolled, Sarah's, everybody has a bus. And that's what my mother, she's like, we can't go here. I'm like, we can't come here. Your father starts a fight every day at the driving range. Every day he starts rambling about what Republican is pulling into town and what's wrong with that Republican. And then we can't go down to the malt shop. I'm so embarrassed. I don't know why he won't just keep his mouth shut and take an Ambien. Who cares what these people think? I don't care who they vote for.
Uh-oh. We have detected a split in the Madigan family. There's Lunesta and Ambien people, which is worse than Republican and Democrat.
I got her on my side.
It's
she's
like the
jumped
and
into
the Bloods.
And then I said something about her and Lunesta on Letterman about a month ago, and now she's afraid the doctor won't give her any more Lunesta. And now I'm compounding the problem by saying it, repeating it again. Now she's just gotten over the fact that, Mom, your doctor isn't up watching me on Letterman, trust me. And the real joke wasn't really that you abuse it.
Right, just that
it's
you
just
take
that you
it.
Take it, and sometimes you give some away because maybe you have a lot in your purse. Right. Maybe.
Right. Attention, America. We would just like to clear up here on Free Speech TV that Mrs. Madigan does not have a Lunesta problem.
Right.
She has a love of the green butterfly.
She's 72. She can do what she wants.
Helpful green butterfly. It does not mean she has a problem.
She's never claimed to have ridden it like I have. There's a big difference. Have you crossed the line in your combination of alcohol and Lunesta that you're riding the butterfly?
Wow. It sounds like acid.
Theoretically,
but I'm not sleepwalking, and that's really all we need to worry about.
Right.
The Ambien?
That's what Ambien's for.
Exactly. That's for a different night of fun.
My friend used to eat her kids' lunches during the night, and she didn't.
Mommy, where's them?
I don't know. Somebody ate it. 29 minutes after the hour, more Kathleen Madigan next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
But it's in Canada. That doesn't count.
No, I count.
Oh, Kathleen. A lot of people losing their bets. Mm-hmm. Not much damage done on the mimosa during that commercial break.
I didn't bring my wallet for Uber. I have to watch what I'm doing unless one of you is willing to drive me home.
That's the best thing about Uber. You don't need your wallet.
That's right.
What do you mean? I still have
to. It's on my phone.
Card.
I'll take care of it. Don't you worry.
I need something. Maybe I'll ride Max home.
She's going to add that to a rider. Mimosa's and also a designated driver. Somebody call Uber. Okay. 34 minutes after the hour. Oh, by the way, 34 minutes after the hour of 6 a.m. here in Los Angeles, where Kathleen Madigan is, just so you know, just by way of perspective. for those of you back east going, ah, it's not that
what?
Hard.
She asked for
a mimosa. Cocktail hour somewhere.
She asked for a mimosa in the first hour so that she could sober up by the
right.
end.
Just going to my car. No one's even listening to me. I'm like, this is horrible. Why do people get up in the dark? This is horrible. It's scary, too. It's very, very dark, and I'm not easily frightened, but it's very aww. Dark out.
See?
Not my thing.
That's why we wanted to calm your nerves.
There's only a few coyotes and mountain lions out there. I wouldn't worry about it.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Number 229, I've seen his picture online. That mountain lion. He has a tag in his ear.
This is your first time in our home studio. That's right.
Yeah, and I pulled down the street, and there's no street lights.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little dark.
It's a little dark.
Yeah.
And that one speed bump is off. It's at an angle.
Yes, and so your car just shakes.
Everybody focus. Focus.
Sorry.
Gentle.
It's
okay.
Like that boat with Tom Hanks and the Somalians. You know.
Here's bad news for the home studio. Have you ever got? I've gotten a number of scams. You know, with penis enlargement pills, whatever it is. And by the way, my penis is exactly the right size.
Okay,
so
good.
Please stop sending those. Have you ever gotten this? I got this yesterday. An eviction notice in my...
Oh, really?
This is bad news for us. For me personally and for all of us. I don't know when this is going to happen, but it's eviction notice 3538. Could I have some music for this? Have you gotten one of these? This seems very serious, Kathleen.
Okay.
Eviction notification. And it doesn't even say hi. Miss Miller, or anything.
Dear Ms. Miller,
you are hereby given notice that you are in breach of your tenancy of the premises you currently occupy.
What?
Yikes. To remedy the breach, you have to quit the premises within the following 4 weeks. If you fail to comply, you will be physically removed and fined for up to 100 minimum monthly wages. Detailed information is attached here with Court Secretary Brennan Vance.
Oh, thanks, Brennan.
I did not open the attachment because...
Good.
Yes. Because that apparently is some legal document that... Brennan doesn't realize I have carbonite, so I could have opened that and gotten a virus, Brennan.
Yeah, but it would have been a pain in the ass.
All right.
Sometimes these people don't work hard enough on their scams. A lot of them, there's
right?
like typos.
They need to proofread.
100 minimum wages if I don't get out of my house?
100 minimum wages.
The house that you own?
Right.
You're not a tenant of? You.
No, but I have to, well, we got to skedaddle.
You don't know. Yeah, what if the government's taking it? You don't know. What's
I don't
the,
know. This
what's
could
the
be
thing?
Tom Likas or someone else that needs a home studio. Who knows? Who knows who's behind this, Chris?
Yes, my friends. I moved to a new studio.
Yeah, Rush wants it. That's it.
Yeah.
Squatter's rights. All right.
I hear Hannity has a home studio.
Yeah, all the fancy people do.
In New York, where he doesn't want to stay. And
right.
Everybody's inviting him to leave.
Yeah. No, don't go. All right. Yeah. No. The right wing is too busy losing their over Coke, a cola.
Oh, when
you
the
heard
song?
It, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yes. You heard about this? So Coca Cola. Oh my God.
I thought it was great.
Yes.
What? I did too.
It was. You know, they're all Americans come from all
right.
over the world.
That's the
you
point.
Know,
America melting
right,
pot.
Melting pot. Yes.
Right. I don't even think they noticed the gaze at the end. That
oh,
would
no.
have been.
No, there are quite a few people.
That's how you know we've made progress. Nobody even mentioned the gays at the end.
No, they were so upset that
because at least they speak American.
Yeah. They were so upset that the national anthem was desecrated by...
Oh!
But it's not.
Foreigners!
That they didn't notice that.
Right.
Your own
right.
foreigners.
There were a couple of gay stragglers.
Yeah.
Were able to.
But they didn't even realize that America the Beautiful is not... the national anthem.
Yeah.
Right. Executives at Coca-Cola thought a good idea to turn a 60-second Super Bowl ad featuring children singing America the Beautiful. The theme of that, of course, unity.
Right.
Okay.
And beautifulness.
In several foreign languages, the ad also featured couple of gays.
Mm-hmm. A gay family.
Right. Conservatives instantly lit up social media with objections, with many vowing to boycott, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah,
blah, blah.
What
blah.
Were they most mad about?
What the hell is that?
Oh my God!
No, 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 that crosses the line.
Game over, man. Game over.
I will smack your face off of your face.
Okay.
You know what? That makes me mad.
That just doesn't make sense.
I just don't understand it.
I renounce my citizenship. I don't want to be an American anymore.
This really frustrates me.
Thing sucks.
You kidding me?
What?
I'm not racist, just to be clear. All right, that was... I'm not racist. Just... No, I love everyone. I really do. I'm totally tolerant.
So that happened, and we all let it in America.
The music was composed by church organist and choir master Samuel A. Ward. Maybe you're right.
Wow, look at that.
And the lyrics were written by a lesbian,
Catherine Lee Bates. Kathy Bates wrote it?
What? No.
What? Oh, Kathy Bates is a what?
In Wellesley, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Oh, Wellesley. Well,
These are just a few tweets from, who is this, Todd Starnes of Fox News? Mm-hmm. Couldn't make out that song they were singing. I only speak English. So, was Coca-Cola saying it's beautiful because new immigrants don't learn to speak English? Coca-Cola is the official soft drink of illegals crossing the border.
Wow. Wow, there are a lot of morons
out
there.
All right, Todd. All right.
By the way, they do learn English when they get here, most of them.
Right. So it was supposed to be a melting pot thing. Oh, Representative Alan West of your parents' state of Florida, where mm-hmm. the villages are located.
The villages.
Yeah.
Which you must be 30 to be by the pool, as we've learned
uh-huh.
previously on the Stephanie Miller Show.
And get out if you're under 55.
Get the hell out entirely.
You cannot spend the night.
No.
Well, I said, what do they do, bed check, like Sound of Music? Is there a person with a flashlight, Mom? I will run away. And you know why I'll make it? Because I have my real knees.
See, they're afraid. No,
I will make it to freedom, like a slave running for his life.
See, that thing, you know what they're thinking? A bunch of 53, 54-year-olds just chugging the Cialis.
Hoodlums.
Yeah, hoodlums. Just, God knows what, disco ball going crazy,
Damn
throwing
punks.
Their clothes off.
Mayhem, your old life. Mayhem.
By the way, can I just say, I just saw a new Cialis ad. I don't know which one it is, because, you know, there's always new ones, new couple. Mm-hmm. That guy looks a little rapey, the way he's looking at her, a little creepy.
I think they all look rapey, because the lady's always doing something, and the guy comes
and
interrupts
laundry.
It. Yeah, she's just doing a thing, and then he comes up and goes, it's time for me to rape you, right?
There's
and
one,
she's like, all right.
Yeah.
There's one where the guy is obviously Marcus Bachman-esque, let's say.
Oh.
And they're dancing, and he holds himself as far away from her as he
girl
possibly
part.
Can.
Ooh, icky!
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I don't know which. I'll have to watch it again, figure out which couple it is. But he sits down next to her on the bench, and he's kind of like,
ugh.
And it looks, it's a little mouth like
breathing.
Hate sexy look on his face, a little like.
Well, and he's always about 60, and she's always about 39.
Yeah.
You know, nobody, if you had an old lady coming up to, like, 28-year-old guys going, when he's in the middle of something he likes to do and go, I think it's that time. It would be completely creepy and weird and gross. And nobody seems to think these are, though. I thought I was the only one, like, this is off, right? That looks like his daughter.
Yeah, this is,
just
no, this is, yeah, this is
it's
for
rape
guys.
Time.
Because, like, yeah, if you were being honest, you know, hey, girls, do you fantasize about your husband taking a pill that would turn him into a rapist? Here it is. A creepy nose breather.
Whether you're ready or not, he is.
I'm telling you, that guy, he's a nose, like a whistle guy.
Nose whistle, yes.
Right, he sits on the bench, like no sense of spatial relations. I don't care if you're married, and he's just like, hi.
How you doing?
You can hear the nose whistle like a mile away. Okay.
That's gross.
All right, sorry.
Ew.
All right, anyway, Kathleen Madigan, I'm not even drinking. And first, oh, my God, look at her.
Wow,
she
needs a refill.
She's down at the stem.
Travis!
I'm at the stem.
Where's the bartender?
Right. So Representative Alan West, Republican of Florida, once again, said Coca-Cola commercial came on. It started rather patriotically, the words of America the Beautiful. Then the words went from English to languages I didn't recognize.
Like Spanish?
He said, if we cannot be proud enough as a country to sing America the Beautiful in English in a commercial during the Super Bowl by a company as American as they come, doggone, we are on the road to perdition.
Perdition.
And other 19th century words.
What exactly does perdition mean?
Hell.
Well, I mean, I know, but I mean, is there words?
It just sounds fancy.
I guess.
Sounds treasony. I've always thought, I mean, I'm a liberal, but that we need to celebrate our differences. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
What?
We got to celebrate our differences. We got to celebrate our differences.
Ooga booga doo, ooga booga do.
We got to celebrate our differences. Nacho taco, chili chonka. Cause it's beautiful when the whole world sings together.
That never gets better.
Pardon me?
You're supposed to keep all those differences at Epcot Center.
That's right.
Why we built it. That's why we built
and
it.
Even there,
Ms. Miller.
Even there, they are separated by lands.
There are rules. There is security. That's the way we like to understand.
You know what ruined everything? Twitter. Twitter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'd like to teach the world to tweet. What?
I'd like to teach the world to tweet some right-wing bigotry. I'd like to show those folks that cook I hate diversity. I'd like the world to go to hell,
go to hell,
and just leave me alone.
Just leave me alone.
Crystal meth and stockpile gun.
Too far to find my home.
I'd like to see the world a threat, all standing with their hands outstretched to ask for welfare checks.
Marion Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. More importantly, Kathleen is out of mimosa. Mama's got to go scat now and cocktail. I got to go get my kimono back on that I used to wear.
At Fung Lum.
When I was a cocktail waitress.
That's right.
All right, 46 minutes after the hour. Right away, Ms. Madigan.
Yeah, sorry. Someone, hurry.
She's sounding parched.
She sounded like Marge Simpson.
That's some of my half million Marlboro Lights. Still here. Two years later.
Yikes. That's
just
an
when
old
you
one.
Don't expect it.
Just cough up even more.
What's for breakfast? Old Loogie. Okay. 46 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
What are you talking about? It's like the most hilarious show ever.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, Kathleen Madigan and I trading cocktail waitress stories. All right, kids, that's the lesson. You better learn some jokes, or you're going to be serving drinks to Kathleen Madigan, the likes of Kathleen Madigan.
All those people when I worked at the restaurant, and the bartenders and the cocktail waitresses that were all, like, in mid-50s, they'd be like, Kath, we're all going to go out tonight. You want to go have a drink? I'm like, no, I have homework. They were like, homework. What's that for? I'm like, so I don't become you. That's what homework is. I'm going to go home and read.
That was my... In fact, her name was Kathy, the middle-aged career waitress that I worked with at Fung Lum, right in my polyester kimono that I outgrew because I ate too many goldfish crackers out of
at the bar.
Frustration, and right?
A, that's wrong because it was a Chinese restaurant, and kimonos are Japanese. Yeah.
That was my only motivator, is every night, Kathy used to go, when someone ordered vodka, she'd go, absolutely, positively, that's how you remember.
Did
really?
You see this, did you see this thing on a right-wing refreshment the listener sent in?
So
with Coke airing a multilingual ad celebrating diversity and Pepsi being an outspoken advocate for gay rights, what beverage is left for the right wing to drink? Maybe suggest a tall, cool glass of unfiltered West Virginia tap water.
It's magical. Or alternatively, a great big giant cup of STFU. How about that? Kathleen Madigan has had her mimosa refreshed. Jim Ward has decided that he would like to join, but I did not have time for my cocktailing duties.
Sorry.
It'll have to be at the top of the hour, Jim. I apologize.
Did
I tell you this is going to turn into Mad Men?
Yes.
I'm a cocktail waitress on my own show.
That's because you're closest to the door. If I would have sat there.
Also, I know where the hooch is.
Well, yeah.
I was going to say, did Travis's arms fall off?
Travis was a bartender.
What use is he out there?
Yeah, I don't know. Answering the phones? Whatever. Okay. let's go to Hack in Ohio. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Hack.
Stephanie, my scintillatingly sapphic, sexy liberal siren, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
That's a lot of alliteration.
I'm doing just fine. Imagine if the right wing got as worked up about KOCH as they apparently have about CKE.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. We should be juggling a giant leader. We should switch to rum and coke at the top of the hour just for, right?
Yep, there you go.
Just to stick it to the right wing. Just
Which
to poke them in the
Which, of course, is known
stuff.
As a Cuba Libre.
which is foreign talk.
Yeah, exactly my point. Now, you used to work at where now?
Stuart Anderson's Black Angus Cattle Company.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you're familiar with it.
Oh,
there
yes.
are some left in California. Worked there 10 years. On my 10 years anniversary, I was given a diamond cow.
Were you there?
A necklace.
Were you there when they had the Square Cow Fun Bar?
The whole Square Cow? Yeah, that was my uniform. That's why when people would go, excuse me, honey, are you one of the waitresses? No. I just happen to have a skirt with square cows on it.
I
thought, I'm going out tonight, and I can't be stopped.
I think that was the original title of SpongeBob SquarePants.
They still exist in
they
California.
Do?
Yeah, drive on the down the 405, you'll see some.
That's the problem with that job. You can't milk it forever. You see the cows.
Hey.
Because you got them.
I got out.
So, do you still have the diamond cow necklace that you got for
I'll
your
tenure? I'll text you a picture. Yeah. It's gold, and it has a square cow in the middle that's made in diamonds.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't have the chain anymore, but I still have the pendant. Yeah, that was what I got.
Wow.
10 years of misery. I still have nightmares.
I worked one night as a cocktail waitress at the Palomino Club in the Valley until the career waitress threatened to break my arms if I picked up her tip tray again.
Really?
Well, you can get to that point. My tip tray.
I was trying to be a helpful Catholic girl. I thought she forgot it, and I was bringing it to her, but then she assumed that I had stolen part of her tip.
Well, you were capable
of mayhem.
My arms
remained unbroken, but
you already admitted it. You were into mayhem then.
That's why I could not get into the pool with your parents' retirement column.
Right.
All right. All right. So we were talking about Chris Christie and his latest. He did the radio, you know. Let me just say those Sony headphones are very slimming on his head.
Oh, come on.
The most important issue is, did I know anything about the plan to close these lanes? Did I authorize it? Did I know about it? Did I approve it? Did I have any knowledge of it beforehand? And the answer is still the same. It's unequivocally no. And, in fact, no one's ever accused me of that. And that's the thing that I think the people in New Jersey care about the most.
No one's ever accused them of that?
What did you know and when did you know it?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think
now he's
plan.
Getting slippery. He's saying, oh, I didn't know about it beforehand, because what David Wellstein said is he knew about it while it's going on. This is just so isn't it?
I've never heard him use the word plan until now.
Yeah.
Now it's, did I know about the plan? Well, no, what they were asking, did you know the day it was going on when you could have stopped it?
Right. And then you go, it seems like there clearly was a general, tenor in the office that was... You know, you don't play ball with the Christie administration. You get some kind of retribution. Like, that sounds like it's not like he needed a specific plan to, oh, by the way, do this. It's hilarious. All right, Chris Christie yesterday.
When did I first know about the lane closures?
Yeah.
The fact is that the first time this really came into my consciousness as an issue was when Pat Foy, the executive director of the Port Authority's email about this incident was leaked to the media and reported on. And that was the first time that I got a sense that there might be some issue here.
And who brought that to your attention? Was that staff?
No, it was news accounts. I mean,
you read them personally, or did somebody bring it to your attention?
No, I read it.
You read it.
Okay. I read it in the Wall Street Journal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that day then, when I read that Pat Foy was saying, I didn't know about this, it wasn't cleared through me, it, you know, whatever else he said in that email. That's when I asked my chief of staff and chief counsel, I said to them, hey, would you look into this and see what's going on here?
By the way, MSNBC is doing a great job on this if you're watching, you know, Rachel Maddow and Steve Kornacki, but he's already been caught in several lies. I mean, they're going through it night by night. And I love all the pictures, you know, the whole, like, I don't know what David Wallstein is, I haven't seen him and whatever, and there's these pictures of them
that day,
yucking it up.
That,
on his
that
website.
Day,
I mean, don't say you don't have pictures of people and then put them on your own website.
Yeah.
I don't know who's running the technical end over there, but take the pictures down.
Yeah. I haven't seen him and I don't know. Oh, there it is. There's one right there. There's one right the day of the bridge closure.
Huh. What a coincidence.
Huh. And yucking it up seems like something's really funny that day for some reason. Yeah, and then there's another one where they're, like, walking together. And by the way, just saying that, look, that could be any screenshot from The Sopranos. They're just, like, they're having this talk.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, leaning together.
A little bit, a little bit.
Yeah.
They want to play some bridge? Get me, bridge.
Like, did you ever hear Tony Soprano say, kill that guy?
Right.
No. Bink. Okay, right back with Kathleen Madigan on The Stephanie Miller Show.
and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Kind of important not to knock any of this stuff over with all the electronics around.
Yeah, that's important. Listen, Jim's drinking now. I decided to just bring it down here. I have a show to host.
Bar is open.
Actually, cocktail waitress the whole morning, for God's
sake. Do you have an ice maker down here?
No, I do not.
This is just how it starts. The bar creeps into you, and then you slowly become one with the bar.
And I am blowing my whole, because I'm the only one not drinking.
No, I'm not drinking.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, given my reputation.
Yeah.
Right. I'm the only drunk that's not drinking.
Right.
I'm not actually a drunk. I just play one
on
the radio.
Not a drunk.
I am not a drunk.
All right. Kathleen Madigan, comedian extraordinaire, is here all 3 hours, and because she's probably frustrated she can't drink at her parents' retirement community. So you're just going to slam them back this morning.
The Villages has a lot of drinking going on, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of medication, and that's
why
everyone's
in a box. Oh, you just can't sleep there. But you can't get really drunk because you can't sleep there if you're under 55.
Right. Well, they think that I could start some sort of crazy party, I guess, is what, that I could, the drinking could get out of hand. They're allowed to drink because they all pass out by 7:30 and they drive golf carts.
Yep.
It's utopia, really.
Sounds like me.
Yeah.
Oh, when my grandparents lived in a retirement community, they taught me how to make highballs for them. So, yeah, there's a lot of drinking.
And there is no job, so it's always... the happy hours actually start at 8.
Wow.
Because they can't get anybody to go out after 8. So, alcohol is just free if you can stay up long enough. And long enough means 8:30. I'm the last lady at the bar. It's 9 o'clock. I'm when does everybody get here? They're they're gone, honey.
They're gone. They're
I'm
done.
I'm well, see, clearly I'm capable, ma'am. Because I plan on sitting here till 1:30 or whenever I get kicked out.
My grandparents lived in Sun City in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And I was shocked to see that the lawns were just rocks.
Yes.
No one had a lawn.
Exactly.
Awesome. Awesome. Jim, we've never had Jim drink on the show before, though. You know what he's going to be? He's going to turn it into that 9/11 truther that interrupted the Super Bowl. That guy. He's going to, the government. Oh, my God. That guy. What was that about?
I don't know. Dude, you got to move on with your trutherness. That story, there's got to be one more current. If you're going to grab the mic and go for it. Isn't there something else? Because you've kind of already said that.
John Wilkes Booth theory, something.
Something.
Isn't there something that you'd
a
like?
A twist.
All right.
That's not more recent than 9/11, John Wilkes Booth.
Right. I was making it more stated reference. Okay. All right. Chris Christie yesterday.
As I said at the time of January 9th when I did my press conference, I still don't know whether there was a traffic study.
Still don't know at this point whether there was a traffic study.
Well, what I'm saying, Eric, is did this start as a traffic study that then morphed into some political shenanigans? Or did it start as political shenanigans that became a traffic study? There's information that was given to the legislature about counts of easy pass, about wait times and all the rest of that was done that at the time seemed to indicate to me that there was a traffic study.
And what was the significance of the 8th versus the 9th? Because he corrected himself awfully quickly.
Yeah, right.
I said the ninth. No, I never said eighth. You're nuts.
Don't you like the word shenanigans? It makes it sound so harmless.
Yeah. So silly. We just went out and, toilet papered a tree of the neighbor. Oh, there's been some shenanigans.
I don't think that's what you call it in Jersey.
No.
Yeah. Shenanigans something. And he just seems remarkably unaware of everything for being the governor of the state, doesn't he?
Well, how do you not know it even happened? I mean, you would just have some friend that was in traffic texting going, you're not going to believe this morning. If you were a normal human being, you would have watched the news that night.
It smells so BS-y to any normal human.
I had no idea.
Can you imagine someone shuts down the 405? We're doing a traffic study.
Right.
Ooh, traffic sucks. Who could have seen that coming?
Right.
Yeah. It's okay.
Everybody's pleading the fifth, though.
Yeah, and who does that kind of traffic study? Because it was gridlock in northern New Jersey because
for four
of this.
Days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a traffic study. That's shenanigans.
Turns out there's a lot of traffic. No one can get anywhere. Huh. It's an important study.
Here's the thing that I find so interesting. Because what's going on now with all this other stuff is just a game of gotcha.
So interesting.
When did I first learn about this or that? Well, the fact of the matter is, I've been very clear about this.
Uh-huh.
Before these lanes were closed, I knew nothing about it. I didn't plan it. I didn't authorize it. I didn't approve it. I knew nothing about it.
Mm. Right. Mm-hmm. Mistakes were made by somebody else.
Right.
I'd also like to know why he doesn't pronounce L's. Poetical. What is with that accent?
Poetical. Hanging out with poetical. Tom Brokaw.
Yeah, I have friends who live in Jersey. They don't talk like that.
No.
It's not a Jersey thing.
That's Wayne. Actually. Political.
The New Jersey Assemblyman that is behind the Christie investigation.
We know that there was an effort to try to conceal it and come up with a cover story. We have a suspicion as to who some of those folks are that were involved in it. There may be others. And we still need to drill into the facts here.
Either way, toast, if you've looked at any of the latest polls, right?
I don't know. I think something's good. There's going to have to be one more thing, or people will forget about it. I do. Yeah, I think people will forget.
Even on the Sunday shows, and they're pretty, like, you know, the Beltway's been Christie fans, they're all saying we're not talking about 2016. We're talking about can he finish his term?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Is he going to be impeached? Yada, yada. You were a Hillary girl.
I was.
You know Hillary's got to be laughing her ass off.
Dancing. So is Jeb Bush somewhere. He's dancing in his underwear.
By the way, did you see her Super Bowl tweet? Hilarious. She said it's so much more fun to watch Fox when it's someone else being blitzed and sacked. hashtag Super Bowl. And so, of course, Fox News had to make a thing out of that, right,
yep.
Chris?
Yeah, they did.
Fox and Friends, the brain trust over there, and Fox and Friends, Brian Kilmeade and Gretchen Carlson argued on Monday the tweet actually referred to President Obama's interview with Bill O'Reilly. Oh, I say, is that a way to puff Bill O'Reilly yet up like he sacked President Obama or something?
Whatever.
Whatever.
Well, she talked over him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She tweeted it during halftime, though, so it was well beyond
the interview. That's what someone said. Brian Kilmeade said, is she talking about Peyton Manning or is she talking about Barack Obama? I had the sneaking suspicion maybe she was talking about President Obama.
I have a sneaking suspicion you're an idiot.
It was a couple of hours after the interview. Twitter is immediate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they had one Democrat on that said that. The tweet came at halftime several hours after the O'Reilly interview. And she said she hopes O'Reilly will be interviewing President Clinton before the Super Bowl years from now.
Good.
And so do you, don't you, Kathleen? Yeah. You were Team Hillary early on.
I was Team Hillary very early on. And that was when Edwards was still in. My parents were for Edwards. And then their bus kind of got stuck in a ditch. And I'm like, now whose bus are you getting on, Jack and Vicky?
These two were on the Edwards bus.
I was totally Edwards.
I'm like, I don't know, I'm a girl. There's something a little too slick about
me. Me too. I never trusted them. And I didn't know why. And it's not like I could have predicted that. Know. I'm not saying, I figured all that. I did not. I just didn't. I thought he was.
Me too.
Fly. There was
it's
something.
A girl thing, I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's the guy in the bar with the bad pickup line. You go, try again. No.
Wrong.
When I saw him fixing his hair that much before an interview, I'm like,
never.
Something
I never
with pretty
bought
boy.
It.
It's too much.
I didn't buy it. Yeah.
At least he didn't wet a comb in his mouth like, what's his face?
Who did that?
Wolfowitz.
Remember
what in Michael Moore's film about the run-up to the Iraq War, before he's going on TV to tell his lies, he was like...
He's sucking on the comb and then he's just like...
Wow, only five? Man.
Brian in Ohio, you're on with Kathleen. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Friends.
Good morning.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about this rampant racism that's going on in this great country of ours.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people get so worked up about people speaking other languages and so on. It's like, you know, technically, you know, we came over from another country and forced our language on the people that were already here.
Right.
Apparently one of the languages was... a Native American language. So, we're the foreigners.
Yeah, exactly. And who, technically, it's really not our country. It was their country. We saw it. We liked it. We took it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's if you believe in Indians.
Here, have some smallpox infected blankets. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
You know what?
You are a troublemaker.
We may have to cut some people off soon.
Another thing.
That's what the right
Jim gets
would say.
Us in enough trouble without the booze.
They say there was no Native Americans here, just dinosaurs. Dinosaurs and rocks. Dinosaurs
and
rocks.
Jesus riding a dinosaur.
I believe in the Flintstones. So there is. Not different rocks, the same rock.
That's right.
And I believe the cat will stay up for the night.
That's right.
Those were not Native Americans. Those were Mexicans that had walked far north without a map and walked home. Okay? Get it right, people. Get it right.
Dave in Minneapolis, you're on with a very drunken Kathleen Madigan. Hello, Dave.
Not even close. Not yet.
Did she bring enough for everybody? I mean, mimosas for everyone.
Right.
If I know you're too young to remember the musical Sound, South Pacific, Stephanie, but there's a great song in there called You Got to Be Carefully Taught, and I'm going to suggest that the right wing, the Tea Partiers, whatever, you adopt that for their theme song. I don't know if you know about it. It's basically a song about racism. And, you know, you've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. You know, people who are oddly made, be afraid of those whose skin is a different shade, and you kind of drummed into your head to hate. It was interesting, when this musical first came out, it was actually boycotted by Southern lawmakers, saying it was the underlying philosophy inspired by Moscow. The more things change, the more they stay the same. And there's a worship of, you know, power, and the power will be assumed in any way they possibly can get it, which includes saying, if I'm white, I'm better than you. If I speak English, I'm better than you. Different is bad. And it's amazing, as much as we've learned in this country, how little the behavior has changed in the parts of some.
Yep, I love the, we had a right-wing caller, Dave, I don't know if you heard him that recently. Jim, remember the one that said, if you people had your way, we'd be speaking British.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Wow.
They watched a movie, but they couldn't remember the line.
We do speak English, right. Okay, yeah. All right. Okay, we roll along with a loopy Kathleen Madigan.
Not yet, I'm getting there. Stay tuned.
Pour some more champagne for her.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
Moving on to new business, what act of unmitigated evil shall the Republican Party undertake this week?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Shake what body?
It is the Stephanie Miller.
How many bodies are we talking about here?
23 minutes after the hour.
We have to unearth them first?
We are partaying with Kathleen Madigan, comedian extraordinaire. You're going to Jay Leno's last taping. Thursday?
Yes.
Kathleen Madigan, my last taping of the night show.
Yeah. I don't know who the guests are, but I've done it 25 times.
That's, I know you have. That's, I know you have.
It is a lot. I'm very sad to see it. You know, people say what they want to say about the show or Jay or this or that, but they've all been very, very nice to me over the years. And let me tell you what, it's like going to the Four Seasons of talk shows compared to I go to others and there's nobody there. You get the parking lot and nobody knows like where you're supposed to go. And you
and
get
you
get a dog and a mimosa here. I just want to point
this
out.
This is close. This may be my new place. I haven't seen a gift bag yet, but I'm sure
like
Fred's got one and there's a little Pyrenees puppy in it.
Or like the Motel 6 of talk shows. Yeah. We'll leave the light on for you and a mimosa.
Very sad to see Mr. Leno go, on my part anyway. But I know people go, oh, well, you know, there's the criticism. I get it. But, I mean, come on. Is anybody that better than anybody else on late night?
I heard that Leno and Letterman are making up. Aren't they going on each other?
There's a rumor that they're going to, that one of them's going to appear.
Maybe Letterman will appear on Leno. Because I always felt like it was Letterman who had more of an issue. Like, when I would do Leno, he'd be like, I say, you care if I do Letterman? No, go do all the shows you want to. You got to do everything. He never cared, but Letterman cared.
Why do you always turn him into a South Park character?
That's what he tried. I do it in front of his face, too. Jay. I remember one time he goes, where have you been? I said, oh, I went to Ireland for a festival, and then I just stayed for vacation for 2 weeks. Why would you do that? I said, Jay, I can't explain to you how to be a human in 5 minutes. Human beings go on vacation, and we drink, and we don't care about work, and we sleep late, and that's what people do, but I know you take work much more seriously.
Well, you were saying that Kristen Chenoweth was singing? Or?
A couple weeks ago I did it. Yeah, she was singing that song, Smile, that old-timey, you know.
So your heart is breaking.
The Charlie Chaplin song.
It's like singing it to a cat. Jay has moved on already in his head. Yeah, I got you all fucked. And you know what? That's a healthy attitude.
Get a new job.
That's a healthy attitude in show business. You can't take it personally.
I got extra cars to work on. What am I doing?
When you say you've been married to Mavis, whatever, 30-some-odd years, yeah, it's working out. It's working out pretty well. Yeah, it's working out. It's a healthy attitude if you can somehow get yourself to, especially in show business, because they're just going to keep screwing you, like he says, so you just have to accept that that's the deal.
Then he can always sell his cars, you know, if he...
Yeah, he likes his cars.
Yeah, every time someone brings up the late night wars, he's always like, rich people whining.
He's right. It's a bunch of white guy billionaires, millionaires fighting. Who cares? This is not a real problem.
That was a hell of a book, though, The Late Shift.
Yeah. Actually, isn't it you and one of your siblings talks to each other entirely in the South Park character voices?
For 3 years, me and my brother. And then finally it just came down to noises, and that's when I said it has to stop. Like, I would call and go, and he'd go, And that, we already knew what that meant. That meant I'm tired, and that meant he's having a bad day and frustrated and wants to leave the office. Like, there was all this code, and I go, seriously, we're getting to be like those weird twins you see on shows where they have their own weird language, and then they shut the whole world out, and then they kill people. That's always the end. They start murdering people. I go, we have to stop talking like this.
See, this is what I think happened in Chris Christie's office. There was some sort of code that...
Yeah.
It meant revenge.
But with air pistols.
I'm just saying, right.
There comes a point where you cross the line.
It could have come down to beeps and clicks, but people knew it meant shut the George Washington Bridge down. Screw that.
Right. See it in court of law. Did you go, Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And did that mean close the bridge?
Wouldn't that be funny if we got audio tapes and that's it?
Hey, dear. What's going on? Just lose this.
All right.
3 years.
This is what happens when Kathleen Madigan comes in and she drinks.
That's right.
And I'm sober.
We are drinking. I'm not drinking alone.
Go with Bob. Fred is GWB. Do I make myself clear?
At least it took Kathleen an hour to down her first one. Jim's done with his in a half hour.
Listen, that's why I made it portable. I brought the right thing down. I'm like, I'm not running up and down the stairs. Jim, I mean, you know, that's all I'm saying. All right, so we were talking about the Fox News and the Benghazi.
Uh-huh.
And here we go with Bill O'Reilly and Obama on that. The president.
And when you look at the videotape of this whole thing unfolding, this is not some systematic, well-organized process. You see...
Well, it's heavy weapons used, and
Bill, listen, I've gone through this, and we have had multiple hearings on it. What happens is you have an attack like this taking place, and you have a mix of folks who are just troublemakers. You have folks who have an ideological agenda.
All right.
You have some who are affiliated with terrorist organizations. You have some that are not. But the main thing that all of us have to take away from this is our diplomats are serving in some very dangerous places.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
So how is this your fault, is my point.
He always does that condescending, all right. Doesn't matter.
All right.
All right. So that's what you're going with?
Yeah. 2 + 2 = 4. Yeah, right. All right.
All right. Sky's blue. All right.
29 minutes after the hour, right back with Charlie Pierce on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is going to cause more confusion than
Stephanie Miller.
The burlesque show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. Comedian Kathleen Madigan live in studio with us all 3 hours. We cannot locate Charlie Pierce presently. He might be flying. We're not certain.
En route to Montreal.
Exactly.
We shall
see if we can snag him at some point. Jim, why, what's going on? Jim's mimosa is empty.
Nice to have a
Jim never has a second cup at home.
All right, Kathleen Madigan.
Not at 7:30 in the morning.
Speaking of being on the road, you were talking about you've obviously performed for the troops. You've gone to Afghanistan, right?
Yes, a bunch. Iraq, Afghanistan.
But
all
which troops?
Right. The Indians. Hello. I believe in them.
now, because we were just talking about what a hellhole Sochi looks like,
yeah.
Right?
Man, you got to go online at Sports Illustrated article. Yeah.
Yeah, like the hotels are not even ready yet.
They're not even hotels, like where the press is staying and stuff. They're called. It's like it reminded me of an Afghanistan base where it's just like building, and they're literally
right.
numbered. And then they're like, "You're in building 2. Breakfast is in building 10." Oh. Like they're meaning there is no coffee here. There's nothing here. So
yeah.
In Afghanistan, you have to freeze your ass off to go to building whatever to try to get some horrible. Fake
MRE.
Breakfast, yeah, like it wasn't even worth the walk. Like I just
yeah.
gave up. But this Sochi thing, like some people are checking into rooms and there's just stray dogs, which
yeah.
I would like. I'd be
right.
like, oh my
oh,
god,
great.
Baby, I'm bad for the
one. The
oh ones
that they haven't killed yet.
Yeah, and they're supposed
wish
to
I could airlift them out.
Right, they're supposed to be killing stray dogs.
Yeah,
but at least there's no gays. That's the important thing.
Right, absolutely. According to that
stray
guy,
stray dogs, gays. What's the difference?
I have kissed every man here. No one responded. There are no gays in this town. Have you kissed them all?
There's no
check again. Yuri down at the donut shop said he didn't get a kiss.
There are no gays in the village. In case you haven't paid attention.
It's
yeah.
a disaster.
Yeah.
And I want to see if NBC is going to make it look fine. That's what I can't wait to see.
Of course
is corporate
they are.
America going to sell out and say this is absolutely fine? Or are you going to tell us, look, this was a terrible idea. Somebody's on the take and Putin just ran away with all the rubles.
Oh, the camera died again. Gee.
Yeah.
NBC paid a lot of money to showcase the Olympics. They're not going to showcase it in a bad way.
Wow.
I don't think.
Well, there's going to be some.
They're
going to
show shots
things.
Of previous Olympics.
Yeah.
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 They'll be like palm trees. Yeah. Wait a minute. Where is
actually,
this?
Sochi is the only city
it
in Russia that,
right.
Where palm trees grow in the streets and parks.
Weird for
the entire
Olympics.
Country is covered with snow, but they chose the only city that is not
for
to hold
winter
the Winter
Olympics.
Olympics.
By the way,
wow.
Speaking of being on the road, speaking of winter, half country, you aren't going anywhere on the road back
yeah,
east, are you?
I'm going to Richmond, and then I have to go to New York, and Sunday there's supposed to be a big snowstorm in New York.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Oh boy.
I'm doing charity work, like a good Catholic girl.
I'm smart. I scheduled Phoenix for my next Sexy Liberal February 15th. Very exciting. Tickets almost gone for that. Madison tickets are gone for March, but we're going to make Friday will be the big announcement where the April show is. Albuquerque.
Yep.
Make it. We're breaking bad for Albuquerque in May 10th. And then we're also going to have a June announcement coming up very soon. Jill and Madison, by the way. Hi, guys. My laptop froze, so I got my Free Speech TV on my iPhone, and I can listen while doing tours in every room.
Wow.
She's got Stephanie Miller in her pocket.
Yeah.
And $20, presumably, in her
you
pocket.
You are her pocket pal.
In one hand in her pocket, mm-hmm. and the other hand.
Is
never
hailing a taxi cab.
Exactly. Or Uber, if you're Kathleen Madigan and exactly. almost... three sheets to the wind and has to get home.
Lift if you want it to be interesting and dangerous.
Exactly. All right.
Are we going to Mexico in this Mercury Tracer? This is the car I had in college. What's happening?
All right. Speaking of substances, we talked about, everybody obviously talked about Philip Seymour Hoffman, who I knew.
Oh, yeah.
I actually did theater with him back when I was a baby, when I was a baby DJ.
In the 80s.
Yeah. We were both in our 20s. Crazy talented back then, a really nice guy. Everyone was talking about one of the scary things for addicts, too, is that he was clean for like 23 years.
Yeah.
This is him back on 60 Minutes.
I got sober. I was 22 years old. Yeah. So this was drugs or alcohol or both? Yes, all that stuff. Yeah. Because I didn't get my hands up. Yeah. Yeah. I liked it all. Yeah.
And they're saying, I didn't realize this, that heroin use has gone up in the United States. Like, I saw a graph that is crazy.
Apparently it's cheaper. It's kind of like the same how you get with Oxycontin, but it's cheaper.
Wow.
So that's why people are turning to it.
Heroin in general has seen a major surge in New York City, Long Island areas in recent years. I'm hearing reports of anywhere from 50 to 65 bags
yep.
of heroin in his apartment.
Yep. And I have a friend who 25 years ago was a heroin addict.
Yeah.
And he's been clean and sober for 25 years. But he said that if you have the means and if you have the money, you get that much at a time just so you have it on hand. It's like, you know, a cigarette smoker buying a carton of cigarettes, it, you know, so you don't have to bother going down to the store to get it. You just have it on hand. You don't do it all at once.
Well, so we had this, I guess some of the things were stamped Ace of Spades and some were stamped Ace of Hearts, some of the bags. And mm-hmm. so, because I think the other thing they're trying to determine is there's been some bad batches of heroin spreading around the country. Their combination of heroin and the opiate fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
Has been responsible for close to 100 deaths, they're saying, in New Hampshire to Washington State, including 37 in Maryland since September, or 24 in Pennsylvania. And I was mentioning, like, I had an ex-friend of a friend, but many, many years ago, that died of a heroin overdose, and that's always what you're wondering is, was it accidental? Wasn't it? By the time you're doing heroin, do you care if you live or die? Like, was this a bad batch of heroin? Was it accidental overdose? Was it...
Well, you know. The autopsy report is the preliminary report is coming out today, so we might know a little bit more today.
Yeah. Sometimes I read last night that fentanyl is also in the propofol family, so it's like an anesthetic. But mm-hmm. this one guy in Seattle was saying that when you first do anything with fentanyl, it's instant, like, calm. See, these are things I don't need to read because then I'm like, well, that sounds appealing. I mean, I really, because he said it's like you just went to 12 hours at in a spa. That it just immediately goes, like, but not, it doesn't last, and then the next thing you know,
well, you know
blah,
what
blah, blah, blah,
I've recommended
blah.
Is Mediocrity, which is what works for me. I think when you're not dealing with a lot of fame and money and all that,
just lay low.
A little bit of Chardonnay works.
Just stand like a couple more mimosas. Yeah. This day will be fine.
Too much talent, too much fame. Every it's too much. You gotta if you stay at a certain level of.
But it's also
B list, and I think
that's why you stick with alcohol because someone checked this. That's the problem with drugs. That's why I won't do drugs. You never go into a bar and see somebody fall off a bar stool and go, "Oh my God, what happened? Bad Bud Light." I don't know where it
must
came
be a
from.
Bad batch of Bud.
Bad Bud. Yeah, there are no bad batches of Bud. I mean, some get kind of skanky if they sit around, but that's your fault for not drinking it fast enough. That's your fault. Don't blame the Clydesdales.
Shouldn't have left that one in the sun. Come on.
You can see the president ignited this debate when he said, you know, marijuana is, because of all the states that are legalizing, he said it's no more dangerous than alcohol. And everybody has a different opinion on what, you know, and remember when we were kids, the big thing about marijuana, oh, it's a gateway. To other drugs like heroin and yada yada.
Terrible premise, though. I do a joke in my act where I'm like, when you were five and you stole a candy bar and you ate it and it was delicious, was your next thought, I'm going to kill a drifter? No. Not everything is a gateway to something else just because you enjoyed it.
I don't drink hard liquor. So wine has not been in fact, what was that thing I just read earlier? Wine, it's the classy people's way to get... Based.
There you go.
I can pretend I'm classy. Look at you in your fancy glass.
I haven't moved to bourbon or anything. Even though there's tours, I've heard in Tennessee and Kentucky bourbon factories that interest me. But I don't really drink bourbon. It's not my thing. I don't move on.
Right, I see.
I never moved from cigarettes to pipes.
That is true.
By the way, never let the far right miss a tragedy to exploit, you know, bashing Hollywood. Far right pundit actually blames Philip Seymour Hoffman's death on the broken leftist culture.
What? Right. How did?
You know who? The little dweeb I always debate, Ben Ferguson, the right wing zygote.
He's gross.
Less than 12 hours after Philip Seymour Hoffman was found dead, conservative commentator Ben Shapiro. I'm his Mrs. Robinson.
Ben Ferguson or Ben Shapiro?
Ben Shapiro. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I got that wrong. Not Ben Ferguson. Ben Shapiro. It could have been him.
He's still gross.
Right, we don't take that part back.
Right.
just an extra insult for a guy who's not involved right now.
he decided to mark the occasion by attributing Philip Seymour Hoffman's death to America's broken leftist culture.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means either.
He said his self-inflicted death is yet another hallmark of the broken leftist culture that dominates Hollywood, enabling rather than preventing the loss of some of its greatest talents. Libertarianism becomes libertinism without a cultural force pushing back against the penchant for sin. Hollywood has no such cultural force. In fact, the Hollywood demand is for more self-abasement, less spirituality, less principle, less standards. No one knows what sort of demons plagued Seymour Hoffman, but without a sound moral structure around those in Hollywood who have every financial and talent advantage, the path to destruction is far too easy. That is just so...
It's Hollywood that causes...
It's a long way to go.
Yes.
He had an addiction. He had a substance abuse problem, which a lot of Americans do. They always try to make this either political or moral judgment somehow.
And
right-wingers
never use drugs?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
I wonder what Rush Limbaugh had to say about this.
Right. Maybe he's secretly part of the left-wing culture. Rush, maybe, and his people endorsed it. You go ahead and take all the Oxycontin you need till your hearing bursts.
Yeah. And somebody made the point, too, that though he did a lot of movies, he was an actor. He was a stage actor. He was hardly sort of big Hollywood. I mean,
he wasn't a celebrity.
Right. Right.
And so I heard someone say on the radio yesterday, actors live in New York. Celebrities live in Los Angeles.
Exactly.
He lived in New York.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, no one here is real. We're not even real sitting here.
No.
Right, exactly. The dogs are real. Right. And Indians are real.
We are animatronic.
The
dogs are real.
We are animatronic.
We're like a show at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. We leave often enough to remain half real.
Not quite as classy as Chuck E. Cheese, but yes. I'm getting out the colored balls next. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, we roll along with Kathleen Madigan on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God! That's like my favorite show ever!
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Well, as long as it's auto-tuned.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces, by Citrix, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate with your team online from anywhere. Start your free 30-day trial of GoToMeeting today. Just go to GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and type in the promo code Stephanie. We are live in studio with Kathleen Madigan, who is nursing her mimosa.
Yeah, I have to behave. I do have to drive home.
Jim has decided to hold off for a moment.
Normally, Jim doesn't have a second mimosa this early in the morning.
Huh. Let's see, Dan in Syracuse says, Mama and the Mooks and Kathleen, great show this morning. Reminds me of that episode of WKRP in Cincinnati where Johnny and Venus drank heavily during the show to prove that reaction times slow down when you're drunk. By the end of the show, Venus was wasted and couldn't even complete the reactions test. Johnny was, on the other hand, completely sober and improved his reaction time, which caused the state trooper to start drinking. Classic. I picture Kathleen as Venus, Steph as Dr. Johnny Fever, and Chris, you can be the state trooper.
That's just what you got.
All right. Yeah, I'll take it.
Cartoon bird. Tweet. Christine, you're on with Kathleen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I couldn't do the mimosas this morning. I just did the creme brulee and Irish something.
Oh, whiskey.
Because I'm Irish when I want to be.
Yeah.
All right.
You were talking about the tragic death of the actor. Well, I think people, those that have any idea about alcoholism or drug addiction is that when you pick up and when you pick up and relapse just where you left off. So if you were doing a bag of heroin a day, you're going to be doing a bag of heroin 10 or 20 years later when you relapse.
Oh, really? Because you know what, Christine? I heard one expert talking about the fact that he was, you know, clean for so many years that reduced his tolerance so that could be what caused the overdose.
And that's not what it is at all. It's
really?
The chemical, you know, in your brain that reacts to never having enough, and one is never enough. And that's the same with, you know, an alcoholic or a drug addict. Whatever your choice is, you know, whatever you're using. And you go back to the last drunk, the last high. And that's what addiction, that's just how it works.
Yeah.
So if the man had 50 bags, no, he's not going to do 50 bags. But he's going to go to get that last high that he had 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So that's what's so sad, and it's a very sick disease, and it's a family disease. It affects everyone. So, and as we see, you know, in the public, how, you know, they react to his death. Nobody should be surprised. If you pick up a book on alcoholism or drug addiction, you will know. Dr. Drew has talked about it. You just, you know, resort to the last high because you need to chase that last high.
Yeah. All right, Christine. Thank you. That's good news for Jim Ward, who has only had one. He's only had one today.
And a half.
Are you chasing that next high, Jim?
No, I guess you can just stop at one. Good to know. All right. And probably Kathleen would not have had two if there were not for Uber. Okay.
Yeah, I may have a third. Trust me, I'm trying to behave. It's awfully cozy down here, though.
It's a little too homey here.
A little too homey.
Exactly.
Maybe me and Fred will take a nap on the couch.
Someone's already down there taking a nap.
That's Max.
Oh.
That's Max. The snowdrift behind you is Max. Oh, you were saying you would like to see someone carry a dog that size in a bag, like women carry chihuahuas here in L.A.
I want
like
a dog.
It'd have to be like a hockey bag. Like
a big canvas hockey bag, yeah. Right. Maybe you take one arm, I'll take the other strap, and we just walk through Nordstrom and act like it's totally normal, like the rest of these people do. And then I'd really like him to just bark in a friendly way with the deep bark instead of that, you know, stuff out of the bag.
Yeah.
Just a whoop, like just to freak people out and go, no, he's totally friendly. Totally friendly. Don't worry.
All right.
But you'd have to not laugh and be completely serious. And
right.
Just, you know, go to the Mac counter.
I can do it. I can do it. Right.
Just want to see your new lipsticks. What do you got for spring? What do you got coming out? Let him drool a little on the glass.
So I like that one.
You said all dogs are welcome.
Yeah. Okay, so the other topic we should get into is Woody Allen, of course, so we can piss everyone off.
I'm just reading about it now.
Even more than Snowden. I think this, because we heard yesterday from people, because we had said something about an adopted child,
right.
And that's painful to kids. Okay, but I guess because there's so many permutations that, no, Sun Yi was not his adopted child, but it was still creepy. It was his girlfriend's.
There's an
adopted
article in
child.
The Daily Beast called Woody Allen Allegations Not So Fast.
I know. I have
She has it right in front of her.
I
gave it to her yesterday.
So what everybody's saying about this, though, however, is this is the guy that did the tribute to him at the Golden Globes, and he did the Woody Allen film. So the problem is there are people on both sides that, you know,
that
there are big
interest,
Woody defenders and there are big Mia defenders that, you know, yeah, so this is like a very long piece. Where was it? Daily Beast,
yep.
Right? Yeah, but, you know, that's what I'm saying, Jim, is I don't know what to think. And this guy, it's just that he happened to do the tribute to Woody Allen at the Golden Globes, and he did the movie, the PBS special, Woody Allen, a documentary. So he, you know.
Well, if you're accused of what he's been accused of, and then you also happen to marry a 19-year-old when you're 60, or her age is in question because the birth certificate from her country is.
She was either 19, I guess, or 21. But and the other thing is, I don't know what parts are true that Mia found nude pictures of her when she was 15 on his computer. I don't know if that's true, but at any rate, that's what people are saying. Yes, it's not illegal, but it's a little dirtbaggy. That was
creepy.
Was his girlfriend's daughter.
It's creepy.
I mean,
it's
yes.
creepy.
But
so
it's,
you've
but
already
it's not
put
illegal.
You've already put no, but you've already put yourself in a creepy category. So
but creepy isn't illegal.
Right. No, I'm saying people might judge for, you
right.
know,
yes.
if all of
yes.
they said, I saw Kathleen doing shots somewhere in the morning, they'd go, well, she put herself in that category.
Right.
She was drinking mimosas at 7:56:32 seconds in California. I'm saying if you put yourself in a category, it doesn't seem that implausible
right.
that you could go to creepier. You know what I'm saying? You
right,
already established
Chris is right,
creepy.
But it doesn't make him guilty of that.
It does not.
So this is Robert Wide, right, is the piece in the Daily Beast. And he says, if anyone's creeped out by the notion of a 55-year-old man becoming involved with his girlfriend's 19-year-old adopted daughter, I understand. That makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, you know, see, this is the one. The other thing is people on the phones got into talking about Mia's stuff. Like, and you get a little bit like, I'm not sure like any of this is our business or to judge it, you know what I mean, to that degree. Because there was he's pointing out about when she said that Ronan might be Frank Sinatra's kid. So he pointed out, he said that would mean that Mia was fooling around with her ex-husband decades after their divorce. If Mia was just kidding about the Sinatra scenario, it was an awfully insensitive thing to say considering the fact that Sinatra's wife Barbara is still very much alive. So, you know, it's like, I mean, there's a lot of people moralizing about a lot of things now. Like, and we don't know whether
right.
I feel like we've come into the fight
and then
somebody
someone
else's
called,
Thanksgiving.
Right,
exactly.
Right, and somebody
I was
called,
saying that yesterday.
And somebody called yesterday and said if Ronan Sinatra is the biological father, it's not the first time Mia had a child by a married man. In 1969, at the age of 24, she became pregnant by Andre Previn, who was still married to Dory Previn. Right, and then she had a nervous breakdown. And some people, but I mean, and you go, but that's not relevant to if Woody Allen did in fact molest this little girl, right?
Right.
You go,
okay.
Right.
Well, because they're saying the relevancy is that if Mia was cuckoo for Cocoa Puff, she could have tricked the kids into saying crazy
right,
things.
Right, this was a vengeful thing. All right,
right.
More on this and everybody's thoughts, including Kathleen's 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
We'll be right back.
and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The handsome and romantic. Kathleen Wright, Max is the most handsome romantic dog in the world.
Very, very handsome.
Thank you.
He's got sleepy, sexy eyes.
Uh-oh. All right, that's even weirder than anything I said. Okay.
That's
Kathleen Madigan.
Across the line.
And still only sleepy, had her second mimosa. Eyes. Jim's only had one mimosa.
Huh.
Jim doesn't usually stop at one.
Well, at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Margaret says, I feel deprived only getting to listen on the radio. My sister just emailed on the live stream. It looks like Chris and Steph have taken Kathleen and Jim out for their anniversary.
We feel like it.
Could happen.
I feel it.
There's a bottle of champagne sitting in an ice bucket, of course.
Yes, yeah. If you gave us vodka, you could see us kill the people that took us out.
And I am blowing my whole reputation by not drinking, but, you know, I got to drive this bus. You know, just saying.
Right.
For now.
Right?
And you did drive a bus at one point.
Did. You also
didn't even,
sober.
Couldn't even drive stick at
also.
The time.
Also. Here's Kathleen Madigan from Missouri,
mm-hmm.
or Missouri, depending on where you...
Missouri. Say the I. It's not Mississippi. It's not Hawaii. It's Missouri.
Missouri state representative wants a high five to be the official state greeting.
Love it. Yeah, he's about 20 years late on that, but that's okay.
What do you think of that? Democratic lawmaker. Courtney Allen Curtis. The high five is friendly, fun. It can lift spirits. And with tensions running high in the Capitol building, the high five might be just what Missouri needs.
I like it. And then, it's a little outdated, so you got to go, what's up, when you do it.
Right.
But if someone doesn't return the high five, it looks alarmingly like the Nazi salute. So.
That's right.
Make sure that
that's right.
There's contact.
There's that.
Right. And then you don't know if it's that one of that confusing like ones that's longer that there's more to do after that, so you're not sure if it's the
or if we're supposed to
miss. Is there a high five and a fist bump, or is that just right?
And two snaps in a circle.
Right.
Aren't there more pressing things going on in Missouri?
No.
Resident? No. There are not.
I've been there. No.
No.
There are a lot of snakes.
We're going to ignore the real problems and focus on these types of things.
Okay.
Resident Michael Sherrill, you know him?
A best friend. No. Girlfriend. No.
Gives it a thumbs down. He said, unless they're going to be putting out hand things to wipe the hands off and things like that with all the viruses and things going around, I'm not sure that would be a good idea.
That's the guy who carries the thing in his wallet. Yeah,
Sanitizer. Yeah. Yeah. Michael's the anal guy.
That guy.
Curtis says he hopes to defeat the naysayers. Some states have their own official soft drinks and dessert. Missouri even has an official dinosaur, which is...
really?
What is it?
Really, Kathleen Madigan? You don't know your official state dinosaur?
I will go T-Rex. Did we go big for T-Rex? Velociraptor?
Doesn't say.
I don't know. T-Rexes don't have... arms. They do.
They're a little.
That's why they're so angry.
It's hard for them to hold a mimosa. If one of them were here,
they have to eat yours out of your hand. They just come up and go.
They definitely can't do push ups.
No.
Squats, though. They can do big squats.
But they can't hold the bar on their shoulders.
Little Ryan waits.
Do you think they make gay jokes at each other? Oh, really? Oh, I'm like this? Yeah. Yeah, you're like that. Really?
Look who's talking, girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm over it.
Yeah, I was all like, and he was like, whatever.
And I was all.
Anyway, he said, but we do not have an official form of the most basic human interaction, greeting each other. I feel the high five is the perfect fit for an official state greeting because it's a form of celebration and it promotes positivity among our citizens. So, Kathleen, get behind that. Go do it. Do you want us to go do Sexy Liberal to raise money for the high five in
Missouri? I'm on board. Yeah, I'm on board.
Sexy Liberal St. Louis.
Yeah. S, I can't do it. It's too hard.
All right. So we were just to step into it again, because this is an emotional topic, and it depends. A lot of times, too, I think people have their personal experiences. Who called in? Sue said she's worked with a lot of kids. At a certain age, she was 7.
Mm-hmm.
They can't, you know.
Then you had the whole
fantasy and reality.
McMartin
and then a lot of people that,
thing.
Yeah.
That right, was. But a lot of people that are victims are like, how dare you?
Absolutely.
You sound like you're blaming, you know,
that
you don't believe the victim, and that's why kids don't come forward. And so it's a very emotional sort of, you know.
With the McMartin thing, though, there was the allegation of animal torture and
right.
bodies.
Yeah.
I mean, no one ever found anything.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, it's just interesting. Even a lot of celebrities in Hollywood, they've obviously split on this Woody Allen thing. Some people, somebody called yesterday and just said that it's hard not to believe it if you read her letter. It's too detailed. It's too this. It's too that. So Jim was talking about the long piece in Daily Beast, you know, just going, because it was a long time ago now. A lot of us don't remember by Robert Wide, but Robert Wide is admittedly, I don't know if you'd say friend, but he did the tribute to Woody Allen at the Golden Globes. He's done
frequent
a
collaborator.
He did a film about Woody Allen. Mm-hmm. I mean, so.
And I haven't seen
and,
the video
and by the
of
way,
it.
I have a bias. I have somebody very close to me accused of child molestation in the middle of a very nasty custody and child.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Right, in the divorce and child custody thing, and it was not true. So I'm just saying people have, I think, experiences on either side of it that are very emotional.
Which is why I think this is like a family fight that I really don't want to get in the middle of.
Well, it's illegal and it's not, but that's the problem is you can't, anyway, we were saying.
You can't prove it. Then.
Right, Jim, you were saying, and frankly, if you read this whole thing, there's things on both sides that can make you, right? If you're
squirm
on one side or the other, you're,
Mia's
allegations of molestation automatically triggered a criminal investigation by the Connecticut State Police, who brought an investigative team from the Yale New Haven Hospital, whose six-month-long inquiry concluded that Dylan had not been molested. But, you know, it was interesting. One of the doctors, this gets a little, you know, but about whether there was injury to the vagina or the anus. And, again, molestation can have occurred without
that.
There being it, right? So they concluded she wasn't molested based on, right, that there
wasn't. There was no evidence. Right.
Right. As for the evidentiary videotape of young Dylan's claims, it's been noted there are several starts and stops in the recording, which some people go, oh, Mia was coaching her, and then Mia says no, she just turned on the camera whenever Dylan started talking about, you know, what happened. So, that's what I mean. Somebody said yesterday, right, Chris, she has one really bad parent. We don't know which one.
We don't know
one,
which
right?
one it is.
Or both.
I say, yeah, both of them are really bad.
Much is made by Mia's supporters over the fact that the investigative team destroyed their collective notes prior to their submission of the report. The destruction of notes may have been part of the reason that, despite the very conclusive position taken by the investigators that Dylan was not abused, the presiding judge found their report inconclusive. So that's why I think this has always been a little bit, almost 4 months after Wilkes' decision, the Connecticut authorities abandoned the criminal investigation, resulting in an unusual statement from the Connecticut County Prosecutor, Frank Mako, who dismissed the abuse charges against Woody, but still maintained he had probable cause to believe Dylan. So that's what. And, of course, Woody's team said that was completely out of bounds.
In a case like this, I think physical evidence has to really be the most important.
Well, it's too late to gather
physical
evidence.
But I mean, what they,
way too late.
But what they saw there at the time, they concluded that she hadn't been molested based on that.
Well, and it does become not just their family fight when we're giving awards to this man that are like, you know, hour-long tribute deals. But I would still say even if he would in I will say this about Hollywood. Even if the guy had been convicted, they'd still give him an award.
Yeah.
Apparently,
because,
in this
well,
town,
they separate
no
the art from the
but,
person.
Yeah.
You know what's ironic, too? They were talking about, he says at the end, this started with the Vanity Fair article.
Right.
So as to the overall reliability or objectivity of Vanity Fair, I can't take a position. I do know they were sued for libel by Roman Polanski, of all people. The magazine published an article saying that he was seen fondling and hitting on a young model at Elaine's restaurant in New York on his way to the funeral of his wife, Sharon Tate. One of the witnesses who's testified on Polanski's behalf was Mia Farrow. Polanski won his libel suit against Vanity Fair. It was proven the director wasn't even in New York on the way to his wife's funeral, which took place in L.A.
But there's Mia Farrow again.
Yeah, well, right. And we were saying that it's also included in here that her brother was just convicted of child molestation. So Woody defenders are saying she didn't say anything about her brother and she didn't speak out against them honoring Roman Polanski with awards. I mean, it's an interesting, like, anyway, he says this. I have already said this and it bears repeating. I know Dylan and Malone believe that these events took place. Oh, sorry, her name was Dylan. I guess she's changed it to Malone.
These
events took place,
and
I know that Ronan believes it, too. I'm not in a position to say they didn't any more than all the people on the Internet calling for Woody's head can say they did. The real victim has always been Malone. For me, however, the real questions are who's doing the victimizing and does the pain really heal better in the public spotlight? I don't pretend to have answers for either question. Somebody called yesterday and said, oh, this is just publicity for Ronan's new MSNBC show. That, I mean, that's really kind of awful in stretching it. I mean, to really think that, you know.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
That's a long, long way to go. I'm much more interested to know if he's Frank Sinatra's kid. Sorry, I'm so shallow.
If you just look at him.
That is not Woody's baby.
No.
If it is, you should have had 100 of them.
Yeah.
That is the best looking. Wow, yeah. That guy is hot.
Yeah, he's hot. Paul in Phoenix, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Paul.
Hi, guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
Kathleen, it's wonderful to see you on the air. You guys look great.
Thank you.
I just wanted you to know that I have tickets for the show on the 15th of
Phoenix,
this month.
Sexy Liberal. Woo!
Yay! Yeah.
And Jim, if you're going to be able to make it, that would be wonderful.
Come on, Jim.
Come on, Jim. I'm thinking about it.
Okay, I don't need a commitment right now, but Chris, I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Looking forward to seeing you, too.
I'm sorry?
I'm looking forward to seeing you, too, Paul.
Well, great. I've got really good tickets. I don't know what that means, but I'm going to be able to see everything up close.
You will likely get some of my genetic matter on you. I tend to cover
like the watermelon juice or what?
Right. Oh, dear.
I didn't mean to go there.
Goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye. I'll see you. You're on double secret probation until I see you in Phoenix.
I'm looking at a picture of Ronan Farrow. He's got Sinatra's eyes.
Yeah. Those are all blue eyes. Exactly.
Yeah, those are not Woody Allen's eyes.
Not Betty Davis eyes at
all.
But here's another thing. Frank Sinatra would have been 71.
Well, that's the other thing they bring up in this article, that would have been many years after they were divorced, and he was with his wife Barbara, who's still alive, and you're right. It is like you pop your head in the wrong Thanksgiving. You're like, slam.
Yeah.
Slam.
Buzzkill. Buzzkill. And why is everybody in the family changing their names? Ronan's name isn't even Roman. It's
Ronan.
Satchel, Seamus.
Right.
Something.
And then one of the kids, that none of them wanted to talk to Woody anymore, but one of them kids now is back in contact with Woody and has started a relationship, and I'm not sure why. Anyway, it's Syria in that household. It's, you know what, it's just, I can't even explain it. There's too many factions.
How old is Mia Farrow? Woody is 78. I Googled it.
Okay.
Whatever I did.
She's probably in her early 60s.
Yeah.
Wow. So we're going to have to hear about all this for a long time. I'm trying to think. When does crazy die off? I mean, when do we not have to hear about the crazy people?
Never clean.
Crazy people sell newspapers.
Have some more. Have them another mimosa. Yeah. All right. 18 minutes after the hour.
More about the high five. It's happy.
19 minutes after the hour. Back with the who? The last two. I think it's time for another mimosa with Kathleen Madigan on the Stephanie Miller Show.
What in the name of holy hell is going on here?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Betty Davis thighs.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Comedian Kathleen Madigan live in studio with us.
Where can we see you?
Richmond, Virginia.
Well, I just said, live in studio. Somewhere else. Okay.
Richmond, Virginia this weekend. And then, actually, I think the following week I'm back here at Santa Clarita and Santa Rosa.
Awesome.
North.
Santa Rosa.
Hilarious.
Very cool. Yeah. Can we go to KathleenMadigan.com to find out where?
You can find all that out on KathleenMadigan.com.
Awesome.
The tour schedule is right there.
All right. That was so subtly done, Chris.
Well, you know.
All right. This is not breaking news to us this morning in Mimosa Land. The new study, Kathleen, liberals booze more than conservatives.
Shocking. Shocking.
I'll take to that.
From the Journal of Wine Economics.
What?
They don't have a vested interest or anything.
I wonder if we switched for like 2 weeks, if we also would become angry.
I don't know. States that lean left tend to consume more spirits and beer than states with a more conservative bent.
I would believe that.
Are you getting sleepy, honey? I can tell you're a little nappy time.
No, not yet. Nappy time.
You curl up
in
your lap.
Around
some more.
Yeah.
In a related story that confirms all of our life choices, the authors quote a study that found intelligent children are more likely to consume more alcohol than their less intelligent peers in adulthood.
Uh-huh.
So there.
I knew it.
Yeah. Just saying. We've been, let's see, oh, Paula writes, we got into the debate about minimum wage and guns the other day. She said, Steph, I owned a gift store in a very nice mall in downtown Columbus. I started everyone at $1 over the minimum wage. I did very well until there was a shooting in the mall. Then the traffic died and the mall eventually closed. Guns caused my business to fail, not paying over the minimum wage.
Wow.
Yeah, interesting. Oh, how about this? Because, you know, the NRA, they think guns are the, you know, more guns, pretty much
more
the
guns.
Solution
we
for
all
everything.
Have to have one.
Good guys with guns. Right. Yeah, you know how that is. NRA News honors an armed citizen, one of those armed citizen heroes that they spotlight.
Right.
He's facing charges for allegedly raping a juvenile.
Oh, good. Glad he had a gun.
No, I don't think it was that incident. It was
no,
some
I
other
know,
separate
I know.
Incident. They just didn't look into, you know, his background, really. Yeah, how about this latest while I was speaking of your parents in Florida, the guy with the retired cop that shot the guy for texting?
Right.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Right.
Yeah, it's if you
standing
sit around,
his ground.
Yeah. Yeah. If you watch HLN and Enough All Day, it's usually Florida. A lot of missing babies, and then I thought maybe my parents are stealing those babies. My parents are in Florida. I don't know what they do all day. Maybe they're stealing babies.
Maybe they're creating all the sinkholes. Just as a prank.
All right. God bless the ACLU. They're filing a lawsuit in Wisconsin seeking marriage equality, suing Governor Scott Walker and other officials to secure marriage rights for... this is just... It's all a matter of time. It's like dominoes. It's
right.
Big gay dominoes.
When will they fall?
Right. Right.
And you can't spell ACLU without UCLA.
Right.
What?
I love this story. The ACLU is also bankrolling gay nuptials in my big gay illegal wedding contest. Anybody? Anybody who's joining? The ACLU worried that the public thinks the same-sex marriage battle is over after the Supreme Court's twin decisions expanding gay rights last summer is paying five same-sex couples who live in states that still outlaw the practice to get married. It is called My Big Gay Illegal Wedding. Same-sex couples that live in the 33 states that ban gay marriage submit their wedding ideas, photos, love stories, competing against each other for votes to win cash for their weddings, and five of them will be declared winners right after the it closes after Valentine's Day. I think that's good. It's
I like it.
Well, it's fun, but it's also it's pushing the legal boundaries, mm-hmm. which is good.
Right, and at the end, they all high-five one another. See how the high-five just brings it all around?
Only the ones from Missouri.
It's always a callback.
Or Missouri.
Don't. Listen, she's half in the bag. She will backhand you.
Not even close.
She has a high tolerance.
You can tell. She's getting a tiny bit wobbly.
Exactly.
No.
Usually if I have to get up at, quarter to five, this is about the time where I start to go, it's nap time.
Nap
time. Yeah, because we're just not meant to be up at this hour. I'm a very off, very late reading social Olympic stories. Yeah, I was looking at pictures of terrible buildings.
Comedians and musicians and morning shows, they don't mix.
Right? Yeah, wonder how many times Travis has heard, what time now?
Yeah. No. Well, and it always amazes me when you go to the radio and then they go, oh, after this, and then they're going to do things. I'm like, no, it's bedtime, right? What do you mean do
There's
things?
There's no after this.
Right, work is over.
Right.
Right.
I do one thing a day. This is it. All right, 29 minutes after the hour. Right back with Kathleen Madigan on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Wow, you must have had a great party before it went all Funhouse Mirror on you.
All right, a lot of news to digest. A lot of celebrity news to digest during the commercial break here.
Breaking
First of
news.
All, this is just what America needed. Victoria Jackson has filed to run... As an independent candidate for a seat on the county commission outside Nashville, Tennessee, she files as an independent because she's very disappointed with the Republican Party.
Disappointed!
He's not quite racist and homophobic enough for her.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell it.
Okay. All right.
Awesome. Awesome. Kathleen's going to tell her road story.
Montreal Comedy Festival, they put you all in vans and drop you off like homeless people at your gigs. And
right.
We all go get in the van. Louis Black is my witness. I believe John Panette was in the van. And Greg Giraldo, I think, was also in the van. And then two young people that we didn't know. And Victoria Jackson got in the van.
Oh.
Now, I did not know she was crazy yet.
Okay.
And I said, oh, do you still live in Florida? Trying to make casual conversation. And she goes, I do. I live in Miami, but we got to get out. Meaning her and her husband, who's
right.
a cop. And
right.
I knew that. And I go, oh, is it like the drug culture and stuff? It's kind of crazy down in Miami. She goes, no, it's the... And then she said the N-word flat out. And all of us, we got out of the van, and Lou goes, did we just, or John Panette goes, did we just allow someone to say that? And none of us said anything back. And I said, that's exactly what happened, John. None of us said a word. And then she got out of the van, I probably thinking we all just agreed.
Right.
Because no one said
yes.
a word.
Yes, we're all white people
I go,
here.
But it was, Lou goes, we're in shock. People in shock don't know what they're doing. You can't blame ourselves. We're not going to blame ourselves for that.
And you discussed whether you were all racist, yeah. that you, nobody said anything.
Nobody said a word.
It's springtime for Hitler.
That just happened, and we all let it happen.
We did
oh
let
my
exactly.
God.
We all let it happen, and I'm like, should we chase her now? It wouldn't be hard. She's catchable. Like, should we chase her and go? That
Yikes.
Was a terrible thing you just said.
Yikes.
If somebody's saying that out loud in the van,
because a lot of
they're too far gone to have a talk with.
Well, a lot of people for a while, you're like, is this a skit? Is this just a extended sketch from Saturday Night Live? And then a lot of people are like, no, she's. She's nuts. She believes this stuff.
I remember the first time I got a soundbite from Victoria Jackson for
right.
you, for, you know, Right Wing
right.
World or whatever. You're like, this isn't the Victoria Jackson from Saturday Night Live.
Right.
I'm like, yes, it is.
Right.
You didn't
like,
know
and
yet.
And then you go, is it a career thing, like, in culture? Is it, like, performance art? Like, oh, I'm going to be a Right Wing whack, and that's how I'm going to... But,
well,
yeah, she appears to, obviously, based on your story,
she's the headliner at all their gigs. That's who's, when they go into their book and go, who's available?
Right.
To entertain us, it's Victoria Jackson. That's like the big only name in the book,
pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
For right wing,
yeah.
She's
probably getting five grand a gig.
Or Dennis Miller, maybe.
He doesn't go out that much,
yeah.
And he won't get on the road like she will. She will pack up
she'll
that
get in the van.
She will
she'll
be
in,
that van, and she will be there in 25 minutes for I would say $3,000 or less. No travel. Don't even have to pay. Don't even have to pay the tolls. So she'll just show up in a van and
wow.
fall
wow.
out. Yep.
Wow. Wow.
And be ready to go. A tight 25 every time.
Yeah. How long ago was this? How many would you say?
A while ago. Probably 10 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things you're like, oh, I didn't know you were
yeah.
seriously crazy. I thought that was
right.
like...
Yeah, because I'm thinking it was like, remember my landlady,
Kay, yeah.
in
yeah.
New York, the racist landlady in New York that used to drink rye at 9 o'clock in the morning?
That's right.
Wow.
No, she was like that. She's would just say the N-word. And I don't like you go, was there a certain time 20 years ago people even thought it was okay?
Well, and who are you hanging out with that you thought that was a normal sentence you just blurred out in a van? Like your
and then
normal
she didn't
van.
Know what,
right.
which word it was. Like I remember she used to say to my friend, you know, Steffi plays basketball over there with the f***ers. And my friend was like, what? And I'm like, hey, don't say that. Would you see basketball you play, right? Would she didn't know which word
wow.
it was that was offensive to me.
Right.
I was like, what? Listen, we're all in grief over this Captain and Tennille business. I do not know what. I mean, listen, there's been rumors.
This is the National Enquirer reporting
listen,
this.
We do
so.
Not, well, the paper, as
the
I
paper,
call it.
The paper, yeah.
Tennille dumped the captain for another woman?
What
Tennille,
are you doing?
Tennille, Jim has a husband.
Tennille is apparently a husband.
We do not know that. We do not know that, Tom. This is in the paper. In the yes, after the singer's 39-year marriage recently collapsed, the internet lit up with claims that the 73-year-old Tony Tennille dumped her. The 71-year who Jim said he was demoted to ensign.
Yeah.
He demoted Captain Daryl Dragon because
Parkinson's, I think.
He's had Parkinson's like symptoms, yeah.
But they say because she was seeing another woman. One blogger insisted the songbird is gay and has had a girlfriend for years.
Well, at 73, just let anybody move in. I don't understand the divorce part. At 73, what are you doing getting a divorce?
I guess
just stay married.
She did not want him to do that to her one more time.
Yeah. That was
one too many times. That was one. All right, you know what? The first was that's it. That's too many times now.
if my parents at 73 said we're getting divorced, I'm like, no, you're not. This is too much ruckus. You're going to stay together. I don't care if you, I don't care if you hate each other or if you have a girlfriend, you have a boyfriend, he has six girlfriends. I'll live together. We'll get another condo. Just help one another. Yeah,
I read something about that's on the rise, these, you know, late in life divorces, and I agree with you. I'm too lazy now.
Right.
If I could ever get someone dumb enough to marry me, I'm never letting them go. I'm just...
too much
ruckus. One of my friends always says to her boyfriend, you're too lazy to leave me. You know...
It's a lot of ruckus.
Yeah. People listen to... She's like America's marriage counselor now.
Don't.
Listen,
don't
old people...
Yeah.
It's a lot of ruckus. Don't cause a ruckus.
Lawyers involved, and then children have to take sides, and money, and what is the point? Right. I don't understand. No. Except maybe... I was trying to think, really, what is the point? Except maybe there's money, but the captain and Tennille clearly was 50-50. Your name.
Right.
So you can't say that's my money, that's your money.
And
it's our money.
I'm sure their house is big enough. They can divide it down the middle, War of Roses style.
Who's ever healthier lives on the entry floor.
Yes.
And who's ever got good knees lives up or down. Come on. Right. I can work this out for them.
And if it's true she wants to have a girlfriend, how good can his hearing be? How would he know what's going on?
And that's another lady that will help maybe do some stuff, you know? Maybe she can drive. Maybe she can
do that to him one more time.
Maybe.
Right.
I don't know, or maybe she has a friend who will. Maybe I'm saying you need more people around the older you get.
That's right.
Tennille gets tired of doing the muskrat sound, he can do it. All right, you know what? I don't know how many times this is funny, but... Okay.
I was trying to explain that back in the 70s, like, if you just had one hit song, you automatically got a variety show. I'm like, why don't we bring that back?
I would love that. The Hudson Brothers. Yes.
I don't even know if they had a hit. They got a show. Like,
why doesn't it work for comedians? If you have one great joke,
you should get
it, right?
You should get an hour drama. Because that's how much sense TV makes. None.
All right. In other couple news, I don't know. Michael Douglas, Catherine Zeta-Jones spotted together at the Super Bowl with the kids.
Oh.
What was he eating? He was eating some...
Stephanie Louise Miller.
No, they showed it on TV. He was eating something safe, like a hot dog or something that does not look at all like something that people can make jokes up and send it around the internet.
A brioche?
No, he was not eating a taco. Thank God they don't serve sushi at the Super Bowl. There were no, so that could not rocket about the internet. Okay, Bruce.
Yes.
Bruce in Maine, you're on with Kathleen. Hi, Bruce.
Hi. You guys brought up the Wisconsin thing, and I had just read it in the paper, and it says that they want to overturn the law because it threatens imprisonment. It says Wisconsin statute makes it a criminal offense to go outside the state to contract a marriage prohibited under the laws of Wisconsin.
Right.
I mean, I keep trying to think I live in America, but you can go to prison for getting gay married outside Wisconsin?
Right, it's this female couple that got married in Minnesota, right? Mm-hmm. And then, it's a great law that the ACLU is using, I think, to sue under.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that, you know, just under the under the topic of gay marriage when she brought up Wisconsin, but I was already going to call because I saw this thing, and I'm like, you can go to prison
because
I go outside of Wisconsin to get married to my boyfriend?
Yeah, not in America, my friend. Did you see the director of 12 Years a Slave was on Bill Maher?
Mm-hmm.
And he was great. He was just very eloquent. He brought up marriage equality on his own, but just saying it's a civil right. It's like, and he was talking about Loving versus Virginia, and he said, he said there is no gay marriage. It's marriage equality.
Right, it's just people.
Yeah, it's civil rights. Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't even have a problem with polygamy because it would take more people off of using funds they're not supposed to be using. I mean, honestly, do I care if somebody has five wives, if they all agreed and they all legally got married? Because then we'd stop all that shady stuff. As soon as you make it legal, you stop the shady.
Yeah.
Right now it's shady. Yeah. He's married to technically one lady, but then there's...
My friends and I all have a thing where we're all going to have a compound together eventually, and we haven't discussed, you know... We'll probably all be too tired for any kind of sexual arrangements at that point, but still.
The more the better.
Right.
I would like to build a comedian retirement home in Palm Springs.
Right. Can we have mini horses? Can I come?
Absolutely. Okay. And seeing eye ponies for when my eyes completely go away. I've already planned on my seeing eye pony.
Or at least one that can find your glasses.
Yeah. That's all I need.
All right.
Wait, you want to live on a commune?
Yes.
I cannot see you farming.
Oh, I'm not going to farm.
Not that kind.
Who's going to farm?
You.
She'll leave that
no,
to the little people.
So we're talking about like a Four Seasons commune.
Right,
not,
right.
Right,
okay. Like a spa. A spa commune.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
It's like, camping, like but not.
Hedonism kind of a...
Yeah,
event,
there you know. Go. Club hedonism. Yeah. All right, 45 minutes after the hour. Back with the remaining moments of Kathleen Madigan on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEP-12.
Muskrats.
Steffi.
Muskrats, I am. The jitterbug out in Muskrat Land, and they shear me.
Steffi
starts to giggle. Looks like Muskrat love.
Don't torture the captain.
Oh,
there's no more Muskrat love going on.
God, I hated that song. Oh, it's like Ben.
Ben.
Michael J. Why are you talking about loving a rat or a rodent?
All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Comedian Kathleen Madigan live in studio. Wow, well, speaking of, we mentioned this earlier, but your good friend Jay Leno, you're going to be his final taping Thursday. This is the rumor.
Just watching.
Brace for a blockbuster.
Yeah, you're not going to be on it.
I'm not going to be on it.
Well, you should be.
Just watching.
Jay Leno and David Letterman, it's reported, are hatching a secret plot to finally bury the hatchet on national TV. This is also in the paper, National Enquirer. Dave totally surprised Jay when he personally made a backdoor hush-hush offer to kiss and make up once and for all on his late show with the whole world watching. That would be that'd be fun.
Huh.
Might be interesting if they do this on Thursday night.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. No, the rumor is it would be on Letterman's
on
show.
On Letterman's show?
Not Leno, so I don't know. Huh? I don't know.
Oh.
Give him a call. Ask. See if you can find out for us.
Yeah, that guy's cell phone.
Kathleen, are you
there? Tell me what's going on.
Kathleen. Young people in show business.
I'm like, Jay, I'm not young anymore. I'm really old. Well, yeah.
Does he enjoy when you do him to his face?
Yeah, he's fine with it.
He likes it? Okay.
Yeah. He knows. Nobody can do him without doing him. That's the problem. Sometimes I can, where I'll go and then, you know, Jay said, but it's difficult.
Right.
To, you know, it's hard to not do that.
Yeah. It is. It's true. It's that cadence. It's the high to low that's so energetic.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
It's fun. It's like, it's like a human voice slide whistle. Right? Yeah. All right. I think it's important that we cover before we go. Fake Walmart worker flashes woman gets punched in the exposed genitals.
Well, maybe he's into it. You know.
That's what happens.
Maybe it's his thing.
A man who posted this as a Walmart employee, first of all, let's look at the psychology of that.
No.
What's your dream?
So he went and got a blue vest.
Hollywood,
somewhere.
What's your dream? Is on the run after he flashed an unsuspecting female shopper last week. The woman reacted appropriately. She immediately hit the suspect in his.
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah. So that took care of that.
It's the Jim Cantore move.
Yeah. Did you...
Who's Jim Cantore?
On the Weather Channel.
My hero.
You're a little obsessed with the Weather Channel.
I'm terribly obsessed with them. Terribly obsessed that DirecTV took it away. And then they go, "Why? We know it." They tweeted, we know it's very hard to lose a channel you love, at Kathleen Madigan. Why don't you try at Weather Nation? And I wrote back, why don't you try me paying you in candy? I don't think you'd like that, would you? Because that is not the deal we made. I asked if you had Weather Channel. You said yes.
Right, but DirecTV, they taketh away and they giveth, because they also have given you...
Stephanie Miller.
If you have DirecTV, you have DirecTV or you have Dish, you get the Stephanie Miller Show on Free Speech TV.
All right, but if you guys could put put a computer here with the Weather Channel on it,
right,
then I could listen to you and watch the weather.
Well, because they
want... out of use for that TV back there.
Get it out.
We could put the Weather Channel on there, and then Kathleen would have her Weather Channel in the morning.
There you go.
I can multitask. I can listen and watch at the same time.
Listen, because you love them, because they once put your whole tour schedule up, like what the weather's going to be.
Yeah, my next tour dates. But that's because I was tweeting that I was angry they were gone. I didn't expect them to tweet me back. I was tweeting to DirecTV.
Right.
And somehow they found it, and they said thanks for the support, and they made me a thing. But it wasn't like because I wasn't trying to get in touch with them. I was just really upset because I switched from cable because they took away CBS and Showtime. I said, I can't be in an environment like that. Listen, it's not healthy. So moved. And then these people did it, too.
They took away Showtime right in the middle of Dexter.
Dexter?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of people wanted to kill somebody over
that. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You see.
All right. Because
but Jim Cantoria, a kid ran up to him while I was doing the weather the other day, and we tried to do it.
Tried to jump him.
And he just kneed him and then kept right on going.
Kneed
like
him in the
crotch. Cat-like reflexes. I'm like, he must know martial arts. I've never seen anything like that.
You don't need the Weather Channel. I can tell you it's going to suck anywhere you go right now.
It's going to suck. Yeah.
Well, the weather sucks back east.
Yeah.
Sucks out here. We have a drought because it's a, you know, global warming, climate change.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah.
There's your weather report.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, speaking of, did you watch the Melissa McCarthy bit, from Saturday Night Live, Michael Grimm?
Yeah, where she played the congresswoman from Delaware.
Yeah, beating the
out of a reporter. Yeah.
One cameraman after another. Yeah.
And then two cops.
Yeah.
I'd be terrified of doing a movie with her because she probably really hurts people. You know, when she was like punching.
She is fearless. She is fearless and hilarious. I was talking about the sex scene in, what was it, Identity Theft? Where the guy's behind her and she's like, no! Do it counterclockwise! It was just like, oh my God.
Wow, I didn't see it. Hilarious.
Not G-rated.
No. Kathleen, since you are family, this is the time in the family when Jim and I fight over Edward Snowden.
Okay.
What is your take on the whole Edward Snowden traitor?
I feel
hero
that
or...
he really overestimated how much Americans give a crap about anything he's got to say. I don't care about secrets. I don't care who had them. I don't care what's going on. I think he really thought he'd be a giant hero. I think his father is at the root of it all. If you hear that guy talk,
yep,
that guy has totally led this young man to. And you know what? If the government's reading my emails, I would appreciate if they'd answer them. Tell my mother I sent the $20 for the family reunion. I did. I already sent it. I could care less if people are reading my emails or listening to my phone calls. I'm just at the age I don't care.
I don't care about much.
No,
but
I don't care if you read them. Just answer them. Don't just sit there like a lump on a log. Do you want to switch over to this? Just write no. You know I don't.
I wish there's a way when Netflix keeps judging me and asking me, Stephanie, are you still watching blah, 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 that they could just answer for me. Like,
yes, she
is a loser. She has no friends. Yes.
Right.
She wants to watch another scandal.
Wouldn't you trust some 20-year-old in the government to answer those for you?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, and then maybe you answer even hipper than I would because you're younger and you care.
Right.
I don't care.
I mean, the latest news is, Jim, and I don't know if you care about this. I'm not saying the debate he raised isn't important, but it's going to cost us billions of dollars as a country to rebuild these programs and to try and, I mean, it's...
You know what?
This is bad for America.
Enjoy that Russian grocery store, Eric. I hope you have fun in aisle 8 where there's no food.
His name's Edward.
Eric. It's just, I don't understand what does he really want?
Yeah. Well, there was an interesting piece in the L.A. Times. Did you see this, Jim? Edward Snowden's weasel ways. I was the Snowden of my day, a disaffected spy, ex-spy who rocked the security community, but I took my lumps. Granny Edward Snowden clemency, because that's what a lot of people are talking about, as many have urged, would send a terrible message to other potential whistleblowers. Yes, he may have sparked an important national privacy debate, but he did so through reprehensible actions that harm national security. If that's a harsh verdict, I've earned the right to do it. In terms of sheer media hype, I was the Snowden of my day, a disaffected ex-spy who in the late 70s and early 80s rocked the security community by publishing a memoir about intelligence failures I'd witnessed as a CIA officer during the last years of Vietnam. Anyway, he makes a point a lot of people have also made. He said, for all that I suffered personally, I never ran or tried to hide, and when the time came to face the music, I never bargained for mercy. I simply took my lumps, accepting them as the price we pay in a democracy for the right to speak out.
Okay, well, that guy sounds at least like he's willing to step up. This one's, hiding in Sochi somewhere in a uniform.
Well, Snowden's kind of a weasel, I guess, but I'm glad he's pointed out what's going on with the NSA and what has been happening since.
And we've had some changes because of it.
Yeah.
Like what, though?
But it started with the Patriot Act, where they pretty much eviscerated the Bill of Rights, and they're continuing to do it now.
Well, I hate the Patriot Act, but...
But he makes a good point, too, that even the papers he chose, like The Guardian, have not published everything because they consider it too dangerous and not appropriate, which means, like, we didn't elect him. That's why somebody like that...
I'm glad The Guardian is a responsible paper that does that sort of thing.
And not a weasel, exactly. Kathleen Madigan... We love you, drunk or sober. We're not sure where you are on that.
I'm ready for breakfast.
On the edge right now.
Breakfast and a big nap.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.